Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends
on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGN.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I understand? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I understand? Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air,
is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. I'm a little frustrated this morning. I'm a little angry this morning. I am outraged, I think, is probably a better word. I spent the better part of my evening, afternoon, yesterday, sitting, and I feel like the character in The Godfather, Al Pacino. Yeah, I thought I was out of this, and you pulled, just when I thought I was out of this, you pulled me back in. I'm also kind of vibing from the event with Congresswoman Waters that I was part of a couple days ago. And I was just, I was listening to and feeling and resonating with the frustration of people in the government. And I was reflecting on listening on what I was saying, and I realized that some of the things that I was saying, while they were all true, they were not complete. And not everything that needs to be said. I believe that we're in a time where things are rapidly falling apart, and if we, you and me, don't do something about this, things are going to, they're just going to go. We're just going to be done out here. So, yesterday I spent the better part of my day looking at stuff that's going on in the legislature in the state of Missouri. And I just became sickened as I went through the finance, the Missouri Ethics Commission committee disclosure finance, the people's finance reports. And y'all know how much I love the babies, right? You know that. Miss Liz, and I wore my necklace to Red Lobster. Love the baby. Every time I hear that, it just touches me. But I was looking at these campaign finance reports, and I'm telling you all, I'm looking at, in particular, Ted Hoskins' finance report. Please take down this number so that you'll have it after I finish giving you this report. Because, y'all, we have got to do something. We have got to do something. Ted Hoskins' campaign finance report reads like it's mandatory, mandatory reading materials for job advancement at the, what's the name of that movie? The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It feels like it's mandatory reading material if you want job advancement in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. You need to take down this number. What was his home number? 524-6647. 524-6647. The reason why I'm focusing on this, because the compromising is so deep and so clear and so shameless. Ted Hoskins is the chairman of the Black Caucus. And when you look at his campaign finance report, I'm telling you folks, we have got to do something. And the first thing that you can do is burn up the phone lines of these people that sell your children out for money for themselves. And you don't have to. You don't have to. Just take what I say. You can go and look at these records your own self. I'm looking at his October 5th campaign finance report. Right around the time that they were trying to pass the voucher bill up in Jefferson City. He got $3,300 in just that one report. And if you compare Ted Hoskins' campaign finance report for a year before that, before the money started rolling in, he wasn't getting these kinds of hits. He wasn't getting his. This is his friends to elect Ted Hoskins campaign finance report, $3,000. Now, let's go to where he got this $3,000 from. Stay with me, y'all, because I just hollered. They are selling our people, our children out, and we've got to stay on them. He is the chairman of the Black Caucus. Where does he get his money from? He got, now the maximum that you can give for this type of donation is $300. He got $300 from Virginia Mannheimer. Out of no address. You don't put her address on there, and you're supposed to put the address of where you're getting your money from. He just put Virginia Mannheimer, New York, New York. Well, you know, I said, well, let me look at where she comes from. So I did a little something. I started researching. And it turns out that she is one of the leading right-wing zealots on the issue of vouchers. She's a voucher. She is the chairman of the Foundation for Educational Reform Accountability. She is a founding member of the Club for Growth, and her central interest is to promote vouchers. She is a vouchers person. Now you got to ask yourself the question, Ted Hoskins, why is he on vouchers? That's where the money is. He gets $300 from Virginia Mannheimer. Out of New York. And understand that this organization is one of the most radical right-wing organizations out there. Oh, did I tell you that Ted Hoskins is a Democrat? Okay, so he gets $300 from Virginia. Then there's a woman by the name of Kimberly Kirkley. Okay, let's find out who Kimberly Kirkley is. She's part of the Florida Partner, and this money comes from Florida. Now, Ted Hoskins live in St. Louis, right? Berkeley. He live in Berkeley, right? He getting money from New York. Now he's getting money from Tampa, Florida. Kimberly Kirkley, who is she? She's part of another voucher organization, the Florida Partnership for School Readiness. And the money keeps rolling in, y'all. David Brennan. He's out of Akron, Ohio. Ain't nobody from New. Don't you know anybody from St. Louis? He did back in 2004 when he was getting his money. That's before the money started. And I'm talking about Ted Hoskins. He's got his money from St. Louis and Missouri before the money started rolling in from the voucher folks. Shoot. Who is David Brennan? Well, he's from Akron, Ohio. He is has been touted as part of a model of cultural leadership. The achievements of privately funded vouchers organizations. Another vouchers person. Okay, that's another $300. James Blue, from Valencia, California. Huh. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, he's part of, and if you want to read, wait, let me back up just a second. David Brennan, that's B-R-E-N-N-A-N. He wrote an article, and David Brennan is the chairman of White Hat Management. And he writes on vouchers, and he writes in particularly for the Cleveland voucher case. Oh, by the way, that's been deemed a failure. Again, Ted Hoskins' number is 524-6647. This voucher bill is on the fast track. It's supposed to come out of perfection. It's on the calendar for perfection on Monday. This voucher bill will take hundreds of millions of dollars out of education for kids in private school. And you know what? I mean, kids in public school. And you know what? Anybody, if you could be a family up to $100,000 a year, your family can earn $100,000 a year, and you can still get $5,000 worth of vouchers. Where's the money coming from? Right out of your schools. Now, a family that's making $100,000 a year, they can use $5,000, can't they? Because they're already able to pay for their private school education. It's just going to pay for books for them. There's no accountability of this money. And all of the choice that they say that all the little kids in the city of St. Louis are going to get, you're not going to be able to go to any private school for $5,000 a year. And, oh, by the way, you can get your $5,000 voucher. They don't have to take you. What kind of choice is that? It's their choice of whether you get to get in or not. And then it's their choice to kick you out after you get the money. And there's nobody to complain to. Nobody to complain to. So, let me go on. Where the money's rolling in for Ted Hoskins. Where the money is rolling in for Ted Hoskins. James Blue from Valencia, California. Huh. Oh, yeah. He, too, is part of this organization that's listed as a right-wing on the right-wing watch, the National Center for Policy Analysis. That's just the first page of Ted Hoskins' campaign finance report. Then you turn the page and you see, the money keeps rolling in. We have Whitey Tilson. Whitney Tilson. Whitney Tilson is a right-wing blogger out here. He writes the Whitney Tilson's School Reform blog. Oh, what's it about? It's about vouchers. Then you go to Peter Flanagan, another right-wing voucher proponent. Then you go to Brenda Carkley. She's part of the Florida Partnership for School Readiness. Then you go to F. Freeze, and then L. Freeze, and then Polly Freeze, and then Steve Freeze. We're talking about money from New York. We're talking about money from New York, Tampa, Florida, Jackson, Wyoming. Ted Hoskins living in Berkeley, Missouri, right? Berkeley. What? Huh? Oh, that's right. He cares about kids. No. The money keeps rolling in. And it keeps rolling in from voucher people. Who's controlling your legislature? Is it the citizens of the city of St. Louis? Or the money that keeps rolling in from people who have private agendas that don't live in Berkeley, that don't live in Missouri, whose kids will never be in schools in Missouri? They're the people that's deciding what the policies are going to be in your community. And the man whose hand is always outstretched and open for it, that would be the chairman of the Black Caucus, not the Hispanic Caucus, not the Democratic Caucus. Not the Republican caucus, but the black caucus. And don't even get me started on how much money over $10,000 he's gotten from All Children Matter. Oh, that's Walmart and Overstock.com. They want the tax breaks because their companies will get millions of dollars in taxes that they don't have to pay. Does anybody want a little bit more tax money going into the rolls to pay for, I don't know, Medicare, Medicaid? All of these people, the Freezes, the family of Freezes, they're part of an alliance for choice in education. All about vouchers. All about vouchers. That's Ted Hoskins. The money keeps rolling in. And in all fairness, because the voucher bill is has Betty Thompson's name on it, a little something-something for Betty Thompson's organization. He does give out. He does give back. Her organization get a little something-something. A little $200 something-something. Money keeps rolling in. It goes back out. Oh, and other folks get a little something-something. A little something-something. October 5th, 2005, the money starts rolling in. And Ted Hoskins starts rolling on behalf of anybody from out of this state that gives them money to push vouchers in the state of Missouri. Oh, Ted's number. You want Ted's number? Y'all need to burn his phone lines up. 524-6647. Ask him the question of why, as the chairman of the Black Caucus, how he could sell his community out for a few pieces of silver. How could he sell the children out for a few pieces of silver? Ask him if he's ever seen the movie, The Best Little Whole House in Texas. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call.
Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Or keep your head up.
Cause I'm dead. Darkness shall come. Oh, 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 oh.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by I-55 Travel Safe Partnership. Eastbound 30 at Schumacher is closed due to an accident. Traffic's being diverted on the Gravoy, then on the New Sugar Creek, and back on Route 30. Traffic jams approaching Highway PP. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Watson, no problems to report. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to Germania, it looks good. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44 is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson all the way to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 all the way into the Blanchett Bridge, nothing to report. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth looks like it's rolling steady this hour. Eastbound 70 at 79, however, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3, those approaches onto the PSB are on the move. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by I-55 Travel Safe Partnership. I-55 from Peabody to Festus is a travel safe zone. Buckle up, pay attention, and slow down. There are no warnings, only tickets when you speed, because we want you to arrive alive. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 36. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it is 27. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, treasurer.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day together.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neenan, treasurer.
Get a jump on your spring home work plans. Visit the St. Clair Home Garden and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24 through 26 at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Discover many unique vendors, including home and garden exhibitors, representatives and product agents from manufacturers and distributors around the country. Purchase the work of artists and crafters to enhance your home, garden, or recreational lifestyle. Bring the kids on Saturday, March 25th, when the Easter Bunny arrives at St. Clair Square. Stop at Center Court and register for the opportunity to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away over the weekend. That's the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24 through 26, in Fairview Heights, hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at spcshows.com. This is a specialized promotional concepts production.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays. Whatever, 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 whatever happens, don't let go of my hand.
Whatever happens, don't let go of my hand. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. There's so much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Liz, I think this would come under the category of culture of criminal corruption by Francis Slay and his raiders, a.k.a. the St. Louis Public School Board. Now, it's been reported that the St. Louis Public School Board gave the principal of Gateway, the Institute of Technology, his name is Shepard Pittman. He was given permission to do a DIY project at, the restroom at this school, and I bet you it wasn't for the children.
A what program?
Do-it-yourself. They called it a DIY. He was given commission to do this project at the school, and I think it was refurbishing a bathroom, and I bet it was for his own personal use. And the thing that's so ironic is that this Pittman is, I guess, on the side, he's a contractor. And he was doing the job with supposedly some donated materials, up to about six grand worth. And the glitch came in because he doesn't have a plumber's licenses or permits to do this job. It was a sort of a big job, and one of the accusations was that he was doing some of the work on school time. And all the money that we are paying Sodexo, why would he take on this project, a do-it-yourself job?
Well, no. The other thing is that Sodexo is a horrible, horrible, horrible company that takes money from public schools and takes the money and trashes the schools. Now, the problem another issue is the understanding that that Darnetta Klingstell Shamo and Jim Buford Slay have about our children, that it doesn't matter what you do for them. If you get somebody in there that doesn't have a plumbing license, that's okay. That's absolutely okay that you can do that.
And not only that, didn't have a permit.
Doesn't matter. These are St. Louis Public Schools kids. Doesn't matter.
And it would have been very dangerous because that could cause
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The same way that Ted Hoskins is taking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from out of state and from one group of people. He's not getting money from anybody else out of state. The only people he's getting money from are the voucher people. And that's why he's pushing this voucher issue, and folks need to call him.
And I will be one of them. And it's just another issue of culture of criminal corruption. It's like trickle down.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free 1-877-920-WGNU. Y'all, we need some help. I need some help. The only way that we're going to, just like we were able to move policy for food stamps, we got to move the policy of this voucher program, this voucher intention. The chairman of the Black Caucus, Ted Hoskins, is out here taking thousands and thousands. It's right here in his own report. Now, imagine what there is that we can't see. This is what he's reported. It's right there. We have to take charge of this. And the first easiest, one of the easiest way to do is to pick up the phone and ask him, what the heck are you talking about? If you want to email him, you can email him at theater.hoskins, that's H-O-S-K-I-N-S, at house.mo.gov. Or this is easier, friendsofhoskins@AOL.com. Or call him at 524-6647. Need some help. We got to do this. They're only, as Maxine Waters said, the change doesn't come from the House as much as it comes from the people out here making them do right. Making them do right. His number is 524-6647. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
You want to know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of star quality. And if that's the right, go too far. It's because of the things you are. Beautiful star.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Seoul. Responding to the recent announcement from the Bush administration that it reserves the right to conduct preemptive strikes against entities it considers a threat or potential threat to America, North Korea says that it also has the ability to make preemptive strikes against the United States. A foreign ministry spokesperson says his country has a stockpile of atomic weapons on hand as a counterbalance to any American nuclear action. That spokesperson went on to say that it would be wise for the United States to offer the kind of cooperation on nuclear issues with North Korea that it has shown to India. And Dateline Detroit. A little behind-the-scenes information about the early retirement deal General Motors wants to cut with both its employees and those of its parts supplier, Delphi. If it doesn't go through, there's a good chance General Motors could face demise. Delphi used to belong to GM, but was spun off several years ago as a standalone company. But there are still labor agreements that General Motors is tied to concerning pensions and benefits. Delphi went bankrupt last year because it couldn't slash costs enough to keep up with its competition. Delphi wants to cut wages and reduce employees by about a third to continue operating. And if no agreement is reached by next Friday, Delphi says it's going to ask the bankruptcy judge to void out all of its contracts with the union employees. If that happens, all of its employees say they will strike immediately. Part of this agreement for buyouts and early retirements has General Motors paying some 35,000 workers for both GM and Delphi as much as $35,000 each. If this deal is not accepted, General Motors is on the hook to pay $12 billion worth of pensions and benefits to those workers. And that's something the automaker is in no position to do now because it just revised its losses for 2005 to the tune of $10 billion. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
I'm Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your, what do we call it? The trifecta of shopping experience. Great prices, great location, and great service at the only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis. We're talking about fabulous appliances, fabulous washers, dryers, upscale, reasonably priced. Yeah, they've got it all. If you want to spend a bundle of money, you can do it. Right here at 3425 Union Sears, the trifecta of shopping experience. I'm Liz Brown. When you get on over to 3425 Union, talk to Jerome Williams. Tell him I told you to.
Your children get just as frustrated when you won't listen to them.
Those things on the side of your head aren't turnips.
As you do when they won't listen to you.
Don't you understand English?
Studies show when parents listen, children are more likely to avoid alcohol and drugs.
Now sit down here and tell me all about it.
When you really listen, love is what they'll hear.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Listen, folks, it's getting close to spring. What are you going to do to deal with those inches that you picked up during the winter? You're going to get down, mama. I'm talking about got to exercise to drop off weight naturally. $100 will give you an 8-week program. You will get unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down Mama, Latin Salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, and one-half-hour massage and one-half-hour personal training session, all for $100. 8 weeks, and check this out. If you lose the most inches during this 8-week period, you'll win $500 cash. Get down, mama. 524-6162. That's 524-6162. You must register by Friday, March 31st, to be eligible. 524-6162. Get down, mama.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. There is a bill that is on the fast track. It's a voucher bill. That is in Jefferson City. It's on the perfection calendar. It is on the fast track. Thanks in large part to the, check this out, the chairman of the Black Caucus. No black people called him and said, put this voucher bill on the page. No black person called and asked him to do that. And how do I know that? All you got to do is look at where he getting money from. Go to his campaign finance report for October 5th, 2005. Prior to that, he wasn't getting no money. Not for real. Oh, but he's loaded up now. All Children Matters own him. Own him. To the tune of over $10,000. And you just name a right-wing voucher program out there that's not giving him money. We're talking about David Brennan. We're talking about James Blue. We're talking about Kimberly Kirkley. We're talking about Virginia Manheimer. All of these people are affiliated with right-wing voucher organizations. Whitney Tilson, he runs a blog, a right-wing blog. Now, this is, by the by, this is a Democrat. Whitney Tilson, he runs a right-wing vouchers blog. Peter Flanagan, right-wing organization. Brenda Carfley, Florida Partnership for School Readiness, voucher program. All the Frice family, F. Frice, L. Frice, Polly Frice, Stephen Frice, all part of an organization, all part of an organization that is about vouchers. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is check out Alliance for Choice in Education. Vouchers. Vouchers. Oh, they're going to try to put pretty language on it. They're going to call it scholarships. They're going to call it tax credits. Of course they are. The devil don't call it sin, do we? He calls that choice too. Devil don't call it sin. He says it's choice and tax credits, too. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
I just called Ted Hoskins and talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's denying that it's a voucher bill. He said it's a tax credit.
What'd I say?
Yep, you did.
Okay, devil don't call it sin.
But anyway, we need to call him to account.
That's a fact. 524-6647 is the number.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, D. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I've been listening to your show for years. I just love your show.
Well, thank you.
And you are so intelligent and so wise.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. I have one question, and maybe if you don't know, maybe the viewers can tell me, because I know if no one knows, then you do. So I've been listening to radio every day for like 2 weeks now, and no one has said this. I want to know, what is the strategic plan for the Donetta and James Buford.
Okay, I will talk about it. I won't be able to talk about it to the 8 o'clock hour because we have Looking Black coming up, but there is no strategic plan. It is a PR gimmick. It's a PR gimmick. Okay, that's the short of it, and I'll give you the specifics of it probably in the 8 o'clock hour.
But how can you voice your opinion without telling me about it, what it is?
Because I don't have time right now to tell you. I got to go to a break. So I got to. You'll have to wait to 8 o'clock, okay? Wait to 8 o'clock. I'll be back. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Wait, people want stuff now! I'll be back. Stay with me.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. You'd normally read about this kind of thing in a murder mystery novel, but this is for real. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey has more on a case that's unfolding in Tennessee.
The pastor's wife and their three young daughters were located in Alabama, 400 miles from the crime scene.
She is not under arrest, but she is technically a suspect.
Jennifer Johnson of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Mary Winkler did not resist.
She was very cooperative, was taken in for questioning with that incident.
Matthew Winkler was a popular minister at the Selmer, Tennessee Church of Christ, described as a charismatic, straight-by-the-Bible kind of preacher. He had been the pastor there for little more than a year. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
An American aid worker, Tom Fox, may not have been executed. British newspapers today say he was not shot in the head, but that there were bullet holes in his arms, and that could indicate that he'd been tortured. Fox was kidnapped with three other aid workers. They'll be headed home soon after this week's dramatic rescue.
They had also learned of the death of Tom Fox. And so for them, as for us, this news has been bittersweet.
It's Doug Pritchard with the Christian Peacemakers team. The Coast Guard delayed the departure of the Carnival Sensation after it found problems with the ship's flood and fire control systems. A Princess Cruise Line ship is heading back to Florida, way ahead of schedule after a fatal fire yesterday. Here's ABC's Sonia Crawford.
Investigators and fire engineers from the U.S. Coast Guard are in Jamaica trying to figure out what caused the fire. According to a local official, a smoldering cigarette is to blame.
The room was gone. You opened the door and you could step out in the ocean. No balcony, no room, all melted, all gone, all burnt out.
Everyone will receive a full refund of their cruise and airfare and get a credit towards a future cruise if they're willing to give it another try.
The Star Princess is again now on its way back to Florida without its passengers. The trip was obviously cut short. This is ABC News.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
Judy, you signed up for a Medicare drug plan, right?
Yep.
Are you really saving anything?
About $300 a month for my heart medicine.
Whoa!
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Can you show me how you did it?
Can you show me how you make your apple cake?
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th, paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Two dozen horses are dead after an early morning fire at one of New Jersey's largest horse farms. Arson investigators are now at Peretti Farms. They're looking for the cause of the blaze. It's the second fire at a New Jersey horse farm in the past 10 days. See you in court. That's what Barry Bonds is telling the authors of a new book, Game of Shadows, discusses Bonds' alleged steroid use. But the major league slugger apparently isn't mad about that.
The arguments in court today will not deal with the validity of what's written in the book, but instead a claim by Barry Bonds' lawyer that the information was obtained illegally. Attorney Michael Raines tells ABC News Radio he will ask the judge to hold the authors in contempt for using illegally obtained material, and wants the authors and publishers to be forced to forfeit all proceeds off the sale of the book because of how the information was obtained. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Another favorite out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Duke fell to LSU last night. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning,
St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Charles County man is charged with the statutory rape of a teenage girl. Police say Alejandro Pedroso traveled here twice from his former home in New York after meeting the teen online and had sexual contact with the girl on one of those trips. He recently moved to St. Charles County and was taken into custody near the high school the girl attends. Pedroso is being held on $75,000 bond. The suspect shown being apparently beaten by police in television news footage in January will soon be headed to prison. Edmund Burns appeared in court yesterday and admitted to violating his probation by using drugs. Television footage showed officers kicking and striking Burns after a chase that began in Maplewood and ended in the city of St. Louis on January 30th. Burns will remain free on bond until sentencing on the probation violation next month, when he is expected to be sentenced to 3 years in prison. The St. Louis Board of Election Commissioners will publicly test the city's new election equipment today. The logic and accuracy test of the new touchscreen and optical scan voting machines is set for 1 o'clock this afternoon at Election Board headquarters downtown. Also today, the Election Board's 7-member citizen audit panel will be introduced. The panel will review Election Board policies as they relate to the new voting equipment. Finally this hour, racism is a sin. That's the message Pastor James Morris of the Lane Tabernacle CME Church was hoping to get across at last night's panel discussion on racism, hosted by the Interfaith Partnership of St. Louis. Morris says Christianity teaches that all humans are created equal.
Human beings are created in the image of God. Therefore, all human beings are created equal. We believe racism is a sin. And it's a sin because it separates us from God and from each other.
Morris says the message is not to treat each other differently. Last night's panel discussion also included members of the Catholic, Jewish, and Baha'i faiths. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Granite Works Home Show Special. Granite Works is having a huge home show special, some of the sexiest granite you'll ever see, starting at just $38 a square foot. Mention the home show and get $100 off. Call 862-6300. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Missouri Bank. There's an accident. Left lane is blocking. Traffic jams back to the 5570 split. Eastbound 30 at Schumacher. That accident has been cleared. All lanes are now open. Eastbound 44 between Lewis and Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 between Rivas Barracks and Potomac. Normal traffic is expected. Northbound 270 at 44 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Woods Mill all the way into Brentwood is on the move. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel to 270 is flowing freely. However, eastbound 70 at 79, expect heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from 367 to Graham Hanley looks good. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge all the way back to 64, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. They are slow and stacked at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. In the market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to realestatereferral.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. realestatereferral.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, look forward to mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Sunday, look forward to partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 36. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 27. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Looking Black is up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing
peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied existence.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. This is our Looking Black hour. We're having a few technical difficulties, and we hope to get our guest Todd Burrows on the line very shortly here. Todd Burrows should be joining us very shortly. In the meantime, I'm going to take some of your calls. I know that some of you want to talk about Ted Hoskins. Let me get to a caller or two. Denise, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's good. I called and talked to Ted Hoskins, and I was telling him about I was a single parent, and I didn't think that it was a good idea that he would go along with the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that it would benefit me and my kids,
mm-hmm.
because he said something about it's for parents that make under $40,000, they're low income, and they would give money to help go to these private school. I told him I tried charter school and I didn't like that what was going on there. He says not charter, it's private, and he was telling me that it would really be good for my kids. I said, well, I like the public school. I went to the public school and I'm doing pretty good to be a single parent. I'm able to take care of me and my kids. And he was saying that, are you happy with what's going on with the public school? I said, no, I'm not happy with what's going on. I think once we get Peter Down and Donna Jones in, the things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. whenever we have this discussion about voucher programs, you're always going to have folks say, you know what? And what's so interesting is that Ted Hoskins, as an elected official and also as a chairman of the Black Caucus, he was not motivated by this bill to do it from black folks. Black folks are not driving the voucher movement, are they?
No.
It's white folks with money that's driving the voucher movement.
Right.
So that's the first heads up there. Then you look at his campaign finance report where he's gotten tens of thousands of dollars from right-wing, and he's a Democrat, right-wing organization, and he's a man of African descent.
Yeah.
He's getting all of this money, and now he's going to come to you and say, and put down the public schools in order to get you to support a voucher program.
Yeah.
And the reason that the public schools have the challenges that they have is because people like Ted Hoskins are out here taking money from these right-wing organizations and pushing their agendas as opposed to the public schools' agenda. Where was Ted Hoskins when we needed the state to not waive the superintendent requirement for Bill Roberti? Where was he?
He wasn't around.
So there is a diabolical thing going on right here. There's a diabolical thing going on that they are trashing the public school. The agenda is to reduce the public schools to nothing so that the only thing the parents are going to say is that I don't have any other choice because the public schools have been so trashed. And they're going to be trash because you have people like Ted Hoskins that is taking tens of thousands of dollars from right-wing organizations outside of the state of Missouri, lining his pockets in order to push an agenda that has nothing to do with us. If every black child in the city of St. Louis wanted to go to a private school,
right,
could they? Absolutely not. There's no private school to take them. Secondly, how do you know that the private school is going to be able to teach your child the way that they should?
I told them about the test. I said, what about the tests? They
That's
don't
right.
do the MAP test
That's
and
right.
stuff like that.
That's right.
And he said, well, they do some kind of test.
What test?
He said they do some kind of test.
What test?
I said, well, why don't you think about it? I said, because I think you're doing the wrong thing. He said he's going to rethink his thoughts and he's going to look over his papers and he's going to
check his checkbook.
Yeah, he's going to check
right.
it out.
All right. So thank you so much, Denise, for calling. And we got to stay on this, okay?
Yeah.
We have got to stay on this. It is on
my other friends to call and talk to him about it.
Absolutely, because it is unacceptable for black people didn't tell him to go do this. He
no.
is not moving on this because of what black people have told him to do. He's moving on this because he's getting money from right-wing organizations.
And
that's where
town.
We start.
People out of town.
That's right. That's right. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. Proud
Thanks.
Of you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, it's time to...
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Looking black, looking black, looking black indeed. Our journalist this week is Todd Burrows, freelance writer, joining us from Washington, D.C. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, I was practicing all morning. You know, I said I got to make sure I'm ready for the show. So here's what I practice. Coon. Coo. Coon. Coo. You know, I've been trying to figure it out. I'm like, you know, maybe there could have been a slip, you know. The consonants, you know, consonants are kind of similar there on the alphabet.
They both begin with a C.
You know, cool, you know what I mean? There's so many ways, you know, cool, you know, like Gwendolyn Brooks, we be cool, you know that famous poem, you know, cool like that, diggable planets, you know, so I'm trying to wrap my hand around how, my mind around how coon and cool could be in the same, you know,
universe,
linguistical universe. You know, maybe we should ask John McWhorter this, since he's such an expert on black people, the linguist who got funded by the right wingers to attack us in these books. Maybe we need to ask John McWhorter to explain this for us. I know I have an explanation, Liz.
You know what? I don't know what else to say. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Coon, cool. Coon, cool. No. No. It was there before you got there that morning, okay?
I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, it's like the white people in the film Crash. You know, like, no,
okay.
I don't think they deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Do not deserve the benefit.
And finally, black commentator has a piece on Crash that finally has me thinking that I'm not insane.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm tired of explaining to my conscious black friends why I don't like this film.
And the idea that it got an Oscar. And it got an Oscar.
It got an Oscar. I mean, you
it
know.
Was another. What do we call it? It's another Monsters Ball moment.
Right, right. And it's not like, you know, they were really ready for Brokeback. I
no.
mean, you know, I really don't think they were ready for that. So here's a way to show how liberal we are.
There we are.
Let's congratulate the white guy for his great script on how everybody is racist in a white supremacist society, but we'll just leave out the white supremacist society.
And that white people can be healed of their racism by falling down the stairs.
Well, you know, it's see, as I tried to explain to my black friends, Crash is about white complexity.
Mm.
And I understand that white complexity is a valid topic. It needs to be explored. But not in the context of, well, everybody is prejudiced, therefore everybody can be racist. No,
mm-hmm.
I refuse to accept that. And again, the piece by Robert Jensen and Robert Wolzinger on this week's blackcommentator.com sums up the arguments that I had, you know, all the way. Because, you know, remember, with Crash, we have a film in which a white cop rapes.
That's correct.
A black woman.
In front of her husband.
In front of her husband, and is allowed to redeem himself.
With her! With her! Not just in the whole general concept of redemption. He gets to redeem himself with her. And what do they use as the image to promote what the film is about? A photograph of his redemption with her.
I think you've explained that very well. And you saw that was also reproduced in the Oscar ceremony for the song. I mean, everybody's upset with his heart out here for a pimp. But, you know, I didn't hear any howls of upset over that. And you know, even the Oscar, now here's why I'm in the minority. I'm not upset about 3-6 Mafia winning for this song. I saw the movie, and the movie, whether we like it or not, and I think it's up for debate, the movie is a very good, we're talking about hustle and flow here, the movie is a very good indicator of where we are right now in terms of how everything is a hustle and how people try to achieve in this capitalist society, in this class-based society. So I think people are mad at Hustle and Flow because it's too real.
Okay.
I mean, that's my view on that.
And Crash, on the other piece.
Oh, Crash is fantasy. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I love comic books. I love superheroes. I've been enjoying Reginald Hudlin's Black Panther for Marvel Comics. I'll put Crash right up with that.
Can we talk about something that just hurt my heart? NAACP Image Awards going to a Boondocks. Can we talk about that?
Well, you tell me, because I didn't see the Image Awards.
Okay, well, have you seen Boondocks on Comic Central?
I've only seen one episode, and it was the one that was so powerful, somebody put it on YouTube, and it stayed on there for 2 weeks. The one where Martin Luther King comes back?
I read about it. I have not seen it.
That is one of the most powerful intra-racial statements on Martin Luther King and on our current state than I've seen. Because what the Boondocks, I don't know what they do in the other episodes, but in this episode in which an alternative reality is created in which Martin Luther King has not been killed, he's just been in a coma, and then he wakes up. They studied King extraordinarily well. They knew his mannerisms. They knew his language. They knew his terms. And I was very impressed with what the Boondocks did in terms of showing what would happen if King came out in today's present society and how he would respond. So that's the only one I've seen. So I have a very good impression of the cartoon. But I hear that's not the case for everybody.
No, it's the use of the N-word. It is the relentless obsession, almost, with the use of the N-word.
Well, you know Magruder's view on that, right?
I know his view on it, and I know that Richard Pryor had the same view on it, and he evolved off of it. And to me, to suggest that a person who has a love affair with such an odious word and is relentless in his use in it should get an Image Award is problematic to me. It's problematic.
Well, you know, there are many ways to view an Image Award. I think people are thinking that. I think the voters were thinking that the Boondocks gets an award because of its very sharp political satire. Now, for some people, that satire comes at a very strong cost, mm-hmm. which is what you're pointing out in terms of this N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I have a complex relationship with the N-word, and I really haven't figured out my ideology on it because of the complexity of it. But I do understand how people, you know, would say, look, there's no complexity to this. This was a word used to dehumanize us, and the fact that it's been redefined by us does not make it valid. I mean, I respect that view.
And I guess it's also the cost of the attempt to redefine the word. How do you define a hate crime when you've taken away, when you've made it possible? It's like a crash type of discussion.
Sure.
You know, there are certain things that it's just racist, you know, period, dot. But as you begin to weaken the history of this
sure.
word, it how do you define a hate crime? I want a hate crime.
Well, you know, the problem, of course, is that African Americans are not in control over many things in America, but most importantly, they are not in control over their own thought processes. So you have the idea of, well, okay, working class African Americans, young African Americans, young meaning under 40, have redefined a word that only they understand the redefinition of, that they use in an interracial context, but at the same time they're part of a worldwide culture, which they do not define, which they do not control, that has allowed their complex intra-racial conflict, and in many cases, if we're going to be frank, their selling of every single part of their culture to be transmitted around the world, making billions of dollars for people. So it's very difficult to make the argument that, oh, well, you know, they redefined that word. That word doesn't mean that. Well, wait a minute, hold it. That word meant something very clear for 350 years, and now you're saying because you redefined it in 20 years, in forms, in mechanisms you do not control, music, culture,
it's
hard to make that argument.
And without the discussion of how does a word become a redefined, without even having that discussion, if I say that hate doesn't mean hate, I can get a million people to join me in that, but that's not redefining the word. The word still means what it means.
Because we still live in a culture. If ABC, CBS, NBC, and the New York Times says that a color red is now the color green, and the Associated Press agrees, then that color changes, and that goes in the Associated Press style book, which is used in every single newsroom in the English speaking world. Then that color can change. And I mean, African Americans don't have the power to change any definition of any word, or, I mean, if we're going to be real, if we want to get deeper into it, they don't even have the ability to reconceive of a word or a term, you know, which goes again back to John Henry Clark, in which he said, you know, that the Europeans not only colonized the world, but perhaps their greatest achievement was they colonized information about the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is why I'm so frustrated that things like the covenant with Black America, as wonderful as what Tavis is trying to do.
Oh, please.
Well, I mean, we have to give him credit for at least trying, but the problem that I have, Liz, and I don't want to be too glib here, but the problem that I have is that, you know, you can't be Larry King and Martin Luther King.
You cannot. You cannot.
You have to decide whose side you're on. And my life experience
with Tavis Smiley is this. Tavis Smiley came on my show back when his first book came out, the little book that he wrote on.
I have that book.
Okay.
That I just thought.
Yes. Mm-hmm, that little book.
Yeah, that was before he blew up.
And no, this is the L word. This was the book about the L word, the liberal word.
Oh, you mean a hard left?
A hard left. That's right. He came
out when that,
because it's also a little book.
Right.
And when he came out with Hard Left, he came on my show, and that was during the right around the OJ, still talking about OJ. And I remember he came on my show, and he was very much Martin Luther King, talking about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Sure.
Then he went on the larger Wattet station that has more people that don't look like me as their base.
Sure.
And he was more like Larry King. He was talking about the same book, the same issue, the same stuff. You know, so my concern, I think that you phrased it absolutely right. You can't be both of those things. You cannot be both of those things.
And the covenant, which, by the way, is about to go into its third printing. I mean, this is probably the most money Hakeem Adebutsi has made in his lifetime.
Mm, bless his heart.
It's made number 6 in the New York Times bestseller list in nonfiction. Did you know that?
I did not.
That's the news. And it was number 1 on Amazon for about 2 or 3 days, and has only just left the top 10 of Amazon.
I did not know that.
So we're talking about a book that has sold 100,000 copies and has been now on back order and will probably run about 300,000 copies when it's all over.
Wow.
Now, which would be good.
Which would really be good.
And see, I read The Covenant, and I'm giving you a little bit of a preview of what I wrote in Black Issues Book Review, which is going to come out in about a month or so. You know, I was very critical, so I'm waiting for all of this national criticism that's about to be heaped on me, and I can just forget about going on anybody's national radio show now.
Yeah.
But you know, what I had to say about The Covenant is that, you know, it's tragic because Tavis means well. He meant well in that form, you know, these forms he does every year, and he means well in this book, but, you know, if you do an excellent job, which The Covenant does, an excellent job of outlining every single problem that Black people face in terms of the public policy arena. And then you go to the suggestions for what to do, and you don't outline a Black political action committee and devote $1 million to it. And you also don't say we need a mass movement where some people are going to sacrifice and shut some things down and lose their jobs.
And get hurt, maybe get
and
killed.
And get hurt and maybe get killed.
Okay.
If you don't do one or the other, and look, I'm down with one or the other. We can keep our shirt and ties and SUVs and flat-screen TVs. Let's just have a political action committee. Let's have a K Street lobbying firm called the Red, Black, and Green. And nobody gets a vote for anything, for any candidate, anywhere, unless they commit directly to the issues. But if we're not willing to do that, if we're willing to engage in this kind of activist light, which Tavis and frankly Tom Joyner have pioneered, this kind of activism where you're riding in your car on the way to work and you call up somebody and complain about something, you know, quietly, anonymously, and then you go into work at your $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 job. If we're going to do that, then we're actually fooling ourselves.
And let's hold, we got to hold that thought because we have to take a break. I'm talking to Todd Burrows, freelance writer in Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Don't forget, we are broadcast live on the net at WGNU.net. That's streamed for you technophobes out there. Also, podcast at WhiteRoseSociety.org and archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Stay with us.
And I moved in you, the holy dove. Was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at the hour traffic and weather. This hour traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Bayless to Gravois is on the move. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44. Everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to the Blanchett Bridge is flowing freely. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into 170 is on the move. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue all the way into 5570. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing has returned back to normal. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect normal traffic there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 1-800-TOGO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, a high in the lower 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, look forward to mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon with a high in the mid-40s, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy conditions and 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 36. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 27. If you're heading out to the bus stop, bundle up. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown. And the award-winning wake-up call is Looking Black, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education,
Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor. Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Get a jump on your spring home work plans. Visit the St. Clair Home Garden and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24th through 26th at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Discover many unique vendors, including home and garden exhibitors, representatives and product agents from manufacturers and distributors around the country. Purchase the work of artists and crafters to enhance your home, garden, or recreational lifestyle. Bring the kids on Saturday, March 25th, when the Easter Bunny arrives at St. Clair Square. Stop at Center Court and register for the opportunity to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away over the weekend. That's the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24 through 26, in Fairview Heights, hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at spcshows.com.
Spring's coming. It's time to lose those winter inches. How are you going to do it? You're going to get down, Mom. I'm talking about got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Check this out, an eight-week challenge to you. 8 weeks, you get unlimited fitness classes, Latin salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, no more flabby ads, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, one-half-hour massage, one-half-hour personal training, all for $100. You can't beat that. And you'll get rid of the inches. And check this out. If in that 8 week period you lose the most inches, you will get $500. You need to get down, Mama. Call 524-6162. 524-6162. You must register by Friday, March 31st to be eligible. So get on the phones. Get down, Mama. 524-6162.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents. And a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
One always picks the easy fight.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to Looking Black. Every Friday at 7 o'clock, we take a look back at the week's history, at the what's going on in the news, with a journalist of African descent. Our guest this week, our guest journalist this week is Todd Burrows, freelance writer, joining us from Washington, D.C. Todd, welcome back.
Thank you, and I'm glad that we were able to talk about all of this interesting inertia, almost self-imposed inertia, on Black America.
You know, I was just in a forum with Maxine Waters on Wednesday, and people were... I think one of the reasons why the book, The Covenant, is selling so well is because people are looking for an answer to what is going on right now. They want to know. They want not an answer, a solution to what's going on right now.
Sure.
And because we see it at the national level. Where is the Black Caucus response to Katrina? Where is it? That was their moment. Their moment to take charge and say, see, this is what we've been telling you. We've been right all these years. Ride that all the way home.
Liz, we have many moments that we're choosing not to move on. For instance, I am furious that in Chicago, with all of the Black elected officials there, with a strong and vibrant Black community there, are you telling me that you can't get a street sign named for Fred Hampton?
Ain't that some stuff?
And you know the latest on that, right? The latest on that is that they refuse to bring it up for a vote.
Shut up.
So the only way, now this is in today's Chicago Tribune, the only way now that they could get them to take a vote, because the committee chair squashed it, the only way that they could do that is they would have to get 26 votes, 26 signatures, in order to bring it up for a vote, and they say that that's not possible because 26 people are not in favor of it. We're that scared, Liz. We're scared to name a street after Fred Hampton. And see, it's interesting because it's appropriately symbolic, interestingly enough, because Fred Hampton was clear. Those of us who know who Fred Hampton is, the Black Panther leader who was assassinated by the Chicago police, given a permission by the FBI. The FBI gave the police permission
to assassinate
Fred Hampton right. and Mark Clark.
That's right.
In the Panther headquarters in Chicago.
No trial.
Was 21 years old and
trial.
Was an activist and was committed to leading his people.
That's right.
So it's appropriate that they want to make sure he's not remembered.
Jesus. And it gives the police another win. It gives them a win how many years later?
Sure. Almost 40.
Almost 40 years later. And too scared to name a street. Too scared to name a street. That's what we were talking about, and that's the point that you make about the covenant is just that. Okay, now what? Know what the issues are. What's the solution? You need to stand out. I mean, the solution is, and it's not, it doesn't take rocket science to get to the solution.
Yes, ma'am. I'm silent because I'm agreeing.
You know, it's not that hard. It is absolutely not that hard.
There are people who oppose us who I don't even know if they stay up late. You know, we used to say, you know, they stay up late waiting, you know, thinking of ways to attack us or to preserve their power. This stuff is so well put together now, I don't even think they stay up late. I think they work 9 to 5 now. But I mean, they have institutions. I can point to institutions that they have that I know are set up to oppose me. Real institutions with people who work as secretaries, with people who sit down like McWhorter and write books. I mean, they have actual jobs in this.
Todd, I am talking. I am beating the drum here in the state of Missouri about the president of the Black Caucus in our state legislature, Ted Hoskins. He has received tens of thousands of dollars from voucher people from outside this state, and he is pushing a voucher program in the state of Missouri.
Boy, that's real nice for the white people there.
It's wonderful for Walmart, because Walmart is going to get millions of dollars of tax advantages at the expense of our children. And check it out. The bill that he's introducing only applies in three different school districts, the blackest school districts in the state, Kansas City, St. Louis, and a little teeny tiny school district of 600 black children, Wellston.
Well, you know, Liz, it's okay to support Walmart now because Walmart hired Andrew Young.
You know, I don't think that's fair. Andrew's been selling out for decades. And he's doing what he doesn't have to stay up. He's 9 to 5 too. He used to have to work hard at it. Now it's just second nature. Shoot, Andrew ain't doing anything that Andrew wasn't doing before.
You know, I always kept Andrew Young on the borderline selling out list because he always seemed to be struggling with it. But you know, when I heard his defense of him supporting Walmart, I was like, okay, fine. And my conflict with Andrew Young is, my intellectual conflict is now over. He has clearly chosen a side, and he's clearly happy about the side he's chosen.
We have to take another break. I'm talking to Todd Burrows, freelance writer. This is Looking Black. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell home.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline San Francisco. Here's a story of interest to you computer users. A new security alert is out for the Microsoft Internet Explorer. A code that exploits a security hole in the Explorer program has been published on the Internet, and it could be used to insert an email virus that could affect computers and data. This flaw affects people using fully patched versions of IE6 and Microsoft Windows XP with Service Pack 2. If you use IE7 Beta 2 Preview, which came out earlier this month, you are not affected by this vulnerability. Experts say what can happen is that when you click onto a link to a site, a code might get into your computer and allow a third party to take it over. Microsoft is working on a fix, but it's currently advising users to avoid visiting untrusted websites and from opening any email attachments from unknown senders. Microsoft is further advising a change to the IE settings that will disable active scripting. And Dateline Boston. A new article in the American journal Foreign Affairs indicates that there may be no power on Earth that can now pose any threat to American military dominance. Russian analysts calculate that the number of strategic bombers Moscow now has is about 40% below what it was at the time the USSR collapsed. ICBMs in its arsenal are down by over half, and the number of submarines that have ballistic missiles is down by 80%. And even the quality of what nuclear weaponry it does have is somewhat questionable. Russian radar systems are so poor that there are some parts of the Pacific Ocean that will not be able to detect American military launches. The article concludes that within 10 years, the United States will have the potential to take out the nuclear threat from both Russia and China with a single strike. Although the Russian defense industry is starting to improve, it's going at a snail's pace. The overall conclusion is posed that by the year 2015, Russia may no longer be of any political value to the United States. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Listen, folks, I know you want to lose some of those winter inches. How are you going to do it? For $100. Did you hear me? $100. You'll get an 8-week lose inches opportunity at Get Down. Mama got to exercise you, drop off the weight. Naturally, Mama, all you got to do is get on over and call 524-6162. For 8 weeks, you will get unlimited fitness classes, Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness, boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, 1 half-hour massage, 1 half-hour personal training session, all for $100. And check this out. If you sign up and you lose the most inches, you can win. You will win $500. $500, that's cash money. You have to register by March 31st to be eligible. 524-6162. 524-6162. Get Down, Mama. 8 weeks. Lose the inches challenge. Pay $100. You could win $500 if you lose the most inches. 524-6162. Get Down, Mama.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right. You get to Sears to get your trifecta shopping experience. What am I talking about? We're talking about great service. We're talking about great location. We're talking about great selection. That's right, at Sears. That's right, in your own neighborhood. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to take out a bank loan to get there. Go to your community neighborhood Sears. It has everything that the other Sears has, but plus, you're going to get some deals you've never gotten before. So, get your shop on. Get your trifecta shopping experience for the weekend. Get on over to 3425 Union. I'm Liz Brown. When you talk to Jerome Williams, you tell him I told you to.
Hello. My name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Look Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest journalist this morning is Todd Burrows. Todd, let me get to a caller or two here. Dave, you have a question or comment?
Quickly, both, if it's all right.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your guest. This is an excellent program. You know, one of the things in listening to your program, it just demonstrates to me that African people just don't get it. We're dealing with leadership that is basically we don't control at all. And I wanted him to comment on this. Since we still are idolizing people that were FBI informants like Thurgood Marshall, who informed on Dr. King and the NAACP while he was working during the years of 1952 to 61, and we think these people are so great. You just mentioned Andy Young, who was had demonstrated that he was just about an idiot who got fired based on the Israelis not liking him negotiating with the Palestinians, but the United States government had been doing it all the time. Let me ask you something.
Okay, quickly, please. We only have a few minutes.
To your guests, do you think there's any institutions that are well known in the United States that give information to the grassroots people that will change this type of information, the information that we get from the institutions that we supposed to control? Is all the information that we get from these people just going to uplift white supremacy and the ways we see it? Or is it any institutions that you know that give information that would help us out of this dilemma?
Thanks.
That's all my question is about, really.
Todd.
Thank you. I definitely relate to the caller's frustration, but, you know, we also have to be careful. I mean, I'm also a historian, and when we talk about people being informants and giving information, I mean, if we go back in our history, even W.B. Du Bois, if we're going to slash people as informants who give out information, you know, Du Bois's role in making sure that Garvey was deported has to be dealt with, you know, in that context. So I think it's a very complex relationship. I wouldn't like to directly attack Thurgood Marshall since he risked his life in the 1930s.
And there's a danger. I mean, one of the things that Marcus Garvey talked about is the whole role of propaganda.
Sure.
And the concept that, okay, so you eliminate all of our heroes and all, you know, so what does that leave of people?
Sure.
You're supposed to be out there. What we say behind closed doors, what we say in other contexts is what we say. But in terms of putting people out there, if Thomas Jefferson can be a hero and he raped little girls and didn't take responsibility of it, I think that we can have a Thurgood Marshall.
I mean, Thurgood Marshall and Charles Hamilton Houston risked their lives.
Absolutely.
Traveling around the country in the 1930s. There was no publicity. They had no book contract, no television contract. There was no television.
And they could die because they were doing it.
Right. And I mean, Charles Hamilton Houston, I mean, literally risked his life health-wise and died because he didn't take care of his health.
That's fact.
Because he was so busy setting up the building blocks for what became Brown versus Board. And whatever we can say about Thurgood Marshall, pro and con, we have to give him that credit for following his mentor's charge and making sure that happens. So I think we need to be very careful about that. But again, I understand the frustration. In terms of his question, the only thing that I see is this internet, you know, system that has, you know, been brought up and now has alternative black radio. I mean, shows like yours are being archived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we need to find a way to compile all of this information into a super site. I mean, Google just can't do it alone.
And here's the thing, Todd, and
sure.
the internet, I believe, and 100 years from now, maybe it'll be born out. The internet will be the great equalizer. Can be the great equalizer. People can have businesses, and people can't judge you by the color of your skin and decide not to shop with you. People can get the message. I think it has a potential of being the great equalizer.
So you're an info optimist like me, but you got to get Jared Ball on the show, who will talk about how the internet is trying to be destroyed piece by piece in terms of it being set up by corporations to have a two-tier system, people who get paid and people who don't.
I understand. I'm not saying that
sure.
I'm saying that in its current state right now, the
sure.
way that it exists right now, it could be the great equalizer.
I agree.
And Jared Ball's been on my show lots of times.
Great.
Okay. All right. Todd Burrows, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz. And
how did we start the program? What do we got to practice? What do we have to say throughout the day?
Coon. 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 I was practicing it during the break. I'm still trying to get there.
Todd, thank you so much.
Liz, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Bye. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Shot and kill tonight. Remember. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below
major.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Another problem with a cruise ship. This time the Coast Guard kept the Carnival Sensation from leaving port last night after finding problems with the liner's flood and fire control systems. In the meantime, the Star Princess is on its way back to Florida days ahead of schedule and without passengers after a fatal fire. More from ABC's Sonia Crawford.
Investigators and fire engineers from the U.S. Coast Guard are in Jamaica trying to figure out what caused the fire. According to a local official, a smoldering cigarette is to blame. The fire scorched more than 100 cabins and sent passengers running to lifeboats. One 75-year-old American collapsed and died on deck. At least 11 others were injured, two of them airlifted to the U.S. Sonia Crawford, ABC News, Washington.
The passengers on the Star Princess were also given vouchers for another cruise. A popular pastor found dead in his bedroom. His wife and children turn up in another state. It sounds like a murder mystery, but it's unfolding in Tennessee. Church members found the Reverend Matthew Winkler shot to death in his home after he failed to show up for services Wednesday night. His family finally was tracked down in Alabama. Jennifer Johnson with the state's Bureau of Investigation.
Our main concern all day long is where are these children, and we didn't have as many calls as we normally do on an Amber Alert, but they seem to be in good shape.
Police say Winkler's wife is a person of interest and that she could be a suspect. An American hostage whose body was found in Iraq 2 weeks ago may not have been executed after all. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
It was widely believed that Tom Fox was executed in cold blood, possibly as a symbolic gesture, given he was the only American in the group. But a security source tells The Guardian something happened, maybe a scuffle of some kind, that resulted in his death. The Daily Telegraph adds forensic investigators say bullet fragments found in his arm and chest indicate he may have been gunned down while trying to escape.
Three people kidnapped with Fox have been rescued. They'll be home soon. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new, something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net 10. At Net 10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate, just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net 10, we'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net 10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
President Bush's poll numbers may leave something to be desired, but as far as the Republican Party's concerned, he can still raise a lot of money, and that's what he'll be doing today for candidates in Indiana and in Pennsylvania. One person is dead after an explosion at a school in eastern France today. The Superior National School of Chemistry is located near the French border with Germany. At least one person was hurt. The Catholic Church has 15 new cardinals. There are two Americans in the group, Archbishop William Levada of San Francisco, the Vatican's new chief doctrinal watchdog. The other, the leader of an archdiocese that's been in the news a lot lately.
Also being given cardinal's robes today and a cardinal's hat.
Archbishop Sean O'Malley of Boston. He joked about his new costume that it's so red, he'd like to wear it on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney because it would keep him safe.
That's ABC's David Wright at the Vatican. Another top team is out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. LSU upset Duke last night. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Pastor Franz Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Troy, Missouri man is charged with dragging a police officer while fleeing a traffic stop. 32-year-old Leroy Sadler allegedly dragged a 10-year St. Anne police veteran while trying to drive away from a traffic stop on I-70 near Natural Bridge early yesterday morning. The officer was not seriously hurt and was able to fire one shot while he was being dragged. Police say Sadler led officers on a chase into the city of St. Louis, where he crashed at Clover and Bercher. Sadler is charged with resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer and is being held on $100,000 bond. A talk radio host fired for using a racial slur on the air is suspended from his off-air job. Dave Lenahan was suspended yesterday from his teaching position at Logan College of Chiropractic. In a statement, school officials say they are deeply saddened by Dr. Lenahan's inappropriate racial comment regarding Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Lenahan was fired from KTRS-AM Wednesday after what he said was a slip of the tongue during an on-air conversation about the Secretary of State. He apologized on the air for making the comment. A local company will take part in construction on the Gulf Coast. Columbia, Illinois-based Lohr Brothers has received an Army contract for stone berm construction at Algiers Point, Louisiana. The contract is worth more than $9.7 million. Finally this hour, if you come across an old cellular phone while doing your spring cleaning, don't throw it away. Verizon Wireless is asking people to donate their old unused cell phones to their Hopeline program. Michelle Gilbert, a spokesperson for Verizon, says any phone will be accepted.
Our Hopeline program will accept phones from any wireless service provider. Doesn't matter how old the phone is, and it doesn't matter in what working condition the phone is in.
The phones will then be refurbished and given to victims of domestic violence for protection and security. The phones can be turned in at any Verizon Wireless store. For more information, log on to www.verizonwireless.com/hopeline. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Masters. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and Watson. Look for no problems to report there. Northbound 55 from Carondelet all the way into 44. Looks good. Northbound 270 at Sappington and Doherty Ferry is on the move. Eastbound 40 between 141 and McKnight. Everything's flowing freeway. Eastbound 70 from 79 to the Blanchette Bridge has returned back to normal. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to New Halls Ferry looks good. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. You've got slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Cleve Landing is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow. Loughborough at Eugene. There's a report of an injury accident. Grand at 40. Look for a structure fire. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Masters. Log on to themasters.com, the tournament's official website for real-time scoring, live master radio and video, golf course descriptions, and player stats. Masters.org, real-time, anytime. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday for today, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-40s this evening. Mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Moving on to Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 36. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 28. So bundle up if you're heading out to the bus stop. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dolores Mills, a resident of University City for 36 years. Shelley Welsh has been my councilwoman for the past 4 years. She has consistently pushed for citizen involvement in the decision-making process, including the selection of a new city manager and the renovation of the Centennial Commons Center, formerly Heman Park. Shelley encourages residents to share their visions of what University City should become. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welsh for mayor. We need her style of responsive leadership for University City.
Paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman Andre Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes, with funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
Andre Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Savas Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this, Andre Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let Andre Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free Radio St. Louis, Free AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. And if you want to check out a show that you have missed, you can do that. The show is archived at whiterosesociety.org, and we're streamed at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is another number. A lot of folks are going through basketball fever. This is the NCAA basketball tournament season. And what's interesting is that while it appears to be a celebration of sports, it's also a celebration of advertising opportunities. And this is college basketball, right? If we're going to talk about advertising, if we're going to talk about college sports, should we be raising the question of what kinds? I mean, we have the FBI wanting to, Homeland Security wanting Google to turn over our surfing, our researching information, our Googling information, because they're trying to protect. They say they're trying to protect kids from kiddie porn. Okay. Okay. Well, explain why then it is acceptable to inundate a college sports event where most of the kids are not old enough to drink alcohol. Why are we allowing them to spend so much, the alcohol people, to spend so much money on advertising at these events? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, we have joining us from Washington, D.C., Jay Headland, campaign manager of Alcohol Free Sports Project. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. How can this even be happening? If most kids in college are not of the age to legally drink, the drinking age in most states is what, 21?
That's right, in all states, actually.
Oh, in all states now?
That's right.
Okay, even Montana and Idaho?
All the states, the legal drinking age is 21. That's right.
Wow.
It has been for, 15 or so years.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's been 15 years since I've been in college, so it wasn't that way in Idaho.
More than that for me, too. So,
why do we have to have this discussion?
Well, that's the fundamental question. I think it's when you say that majority of the students are underage, the majority of the athletes on the courts during this tournament are underage,
mm-hmm.
the basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
And college presidents, the NCAA, the conferences, have chosen to use their athletes as a billboard, essentially, for commercial advertising, including alcohol advertising. We understand these are big business decisions, and there's a lot of money at play, but we find it hard to see how any college president in the NCAA can justify using their players as a mechanism to advertise alcohol to their students and other young fans. You know, 1,700 college students die each year from alcohol-related injuries. More than 97,000 students are victims of alcohol-related sexual assault or date rape. The litany of problems that alcohol creates on college campuses is enormous, and college presidents almost to a person will say that the biggest health and safety issue they have on their campus is alcohol. And yet they are using perhaps the most prominent college event in the year to bombard students with alcohol ads. 40% of all the alcohol ads shown on college sports broadcasts throughout the year will be shown, 40% of it will be shown during this 3-week period on the NCAA tournament. That'll be $25 to $30 million of alcohol advertising during this 3-week period.
And advertising works, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. You know, we've had even the head of the NCAA, Miles Brand, said, well, we don't know that it has an impact. And the first question I would say is, why is the beer industry particularly spending $600 million a year to advertise alcohol, advertise beer on sports, just on sports broadcast each year, nearly $1 billion on television each year? They must think that it works, that it has an impact. And beyond that kind of sense, the common sense that we all have, that it must work and we know that it has an influence, it doesn't cause somebody to go out and buy a product or buy a beer or what have you, but it has an influence in their decisions. And there's a growing body of academic research as recently as January from the University of Connecticut that shows, particularly for kids, the more they are exposed to alcohol advertising, the more likely they are to make a decision to drink, and the more likely they are to drink heavily. And if a kid decides to drink before the age of 15, he's four times more likely to have alcohol-related problems in his lifetime than if he chooses to wait. The average age of drinking for kids who do drink in this country, and that's a majority of the high school kids, the average age of initiating drinking is under the age of 13. It's 12 years, 7 months. Mm. And so we're really talking about bombarding impressionable kids at a young age, bombarding college students. Binge drinking is a major problem on college campuses. 20% of all alcohol in the country is consumed by underage drinkers.
20%?
20%. This is a study from Columbia University that was printed in the Journal of American Medical Association. 20% of all alcohol in the country is consumed by underage drinkers. And more than 50% is consumed in heavy amounts, in excess of the moderate drinking guidelines of the government. So there is a real incentive on the part of the beer companies, the alcohol industry, to get new drinkers, to get young drinkers, and to have those people drink heavily. Binge drinking peaks at the age of 21. So there is a profit motive and economic incentive for the alcohol industry to use events like the NCAA to reach a very intense, interested sports audience and to help influence their decision to drink and their decision to drink heavily.
And isn't there also an intention in the advertising, this type of advertising, of connecting sports with alcohol?
Absolutely. We don't understand where, you know, sports are a wonderful value in this country, a wonderful youth development mechanism, all the teamwork, sportsmanship, competition, and what have you, and to have that be hijacked by the notion that sports and drinking are inseparable, we just don't understand how we've gotten to that point. We're not teetotalers. We're not abolitionists. We understand that fundamentally this becomes a personal choice of whether or not somebody drinks or drinks heavily or doesn't drink at all. But what we're saying is college presidents, people involved in the sports industry ought to know better than to use alcohol. The biggest drug problem our young people have in this country is alcohol. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism say that. Almost every expert will say that that's our biggest youth drug problem. And for college presidents, the NCAA, other sports officials, to allow the values of their game, the values of their athletes to be hijacked by the beer industry, we think it's just irresponsible, and it does a disservice in their stewardship to young people.
Who makes the decision on what kind of ads are run at the NCAA?
Well, it's interesting. The people who decide about the ads really is the networks, the broadcasters and the networks. They go out and they sell the time to the beer companies. The NCAA puts a limit on this shows you tortured thinking and what people will do for a buck. The NCAA's policies, and the NCAA is the accumulation of all the college presidents in the country, 1,024 school college presidents, and their executive committee and the college presidents set policy. By their policy, they flat out say alcohol advertising on NCAA broadcasts is prohibited.
Huh?
And then they say, except for beverages with an alcohol content of 6% by volume or less. So they prohibit alcohol advertising and then exempt beer, which is 6% or less.
So you can't
the beverage of choice for kids.
Right.
The what they drink the most and what is advertised on television the most. So here the NCAA says, we know alcohol is a problem. We shouldn't be pitching alcohol, but we will let beer in under the tent because they're going to give us a lot of money.
So they do have the authority to say no to this.
This is all contractual. This is they can put into their, and they have. They prohibit other things in their broadcast contract. They have a $6.2 billion 11-year contract with CBS to broadcast the NCAA basketball tournaments, $6.2 billion. But they can put into that contract, and in fact, they have a clause in that contract that says we will not allow any advertising which is not in the best interests of higher education.
Huh?
And the NCAA president can specifically reject any ad that on the content that they deem inappropriate. Several years ago, you may remember the notorious mud wrestling cat fight ad where
right.
I think it was Miller had two women fighting, tearing their clothes off in a
right.
mud wrestling thing. NCAA President Miles Brandt, to his credit at that point, said to CBS, we don't want that ad run during our games. That's the only time that we're aware of, or at least we're publicly, they have said this is not appropriate. During the past weekend, there's a new Budweiser ad, Bud Light ad, where people trash an office. They
right.
pull down furniture. They punch holes in the walls.
That was in the Super Bowl. They played that during the Super Bowl.
That was during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
It makes the NCAA look just like professional football or any other kind of commercial enterprise. And they didn't reject that one, where literally – there's an office riot for people desperate to find
beer.
To find beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the notion of where the responsibility lies here really is with Miles Brand, the president of the NCAA, and the executive committee of the NCAA, and the college presidents who set policy for the NCAA, and a number of the conferences, particularly the big athletic conferences, the Big 12, the Big 10, the ACC, the Big East, they will negotiate the contracts, broadcast contracts for their football and basketball games throughout the year. But the bellwether is the NCAA tournament.
How are colleges responding to this? If the NCAA is not going to change their policy, can individual colleges do things? Can they weigh in on this?
Absolutely they can, and we've been delighted. We started the campaign for alcohol-free sports TV. When I say we, I work at the Center for Science and the Public Interest in Washington, a nonprofit, non-partisan organization that does research on health and food issues and related matters and advocacy. We have the campaign for alcohol-free sports TV has 190 national, state, and local organizations that have supported this campaign, including the American Medical Association, the American College Health Association, the American Public Health Association, down to local groups like the Georgia PTA. In 2 years, we have 246 schools in the NCAA, the presidents of the university or the athletic directors, who have signed a written pledge to work to end alcohol ads on all college broadcasts. That's 24% of the NCAA. So the NCAA has, as an organization, has not acted. But as I said earlier, the presidents of the colleges are the NCAA. They're the ones who fundamentally set policy for their school, for the conferences that they belong to, that negotiate their own contracts, and then for the NCAA.
Now, do the individual colleges get a cut of any of this advertising money? Are they concerned about their own bottom line with this decision to
Absolutely.
Cut?
Absolutely. This is where concern for the student runs smack up against dollars. And there, you know, when we talk about University of Missouri, for instance, they probably have an athletic, because they have significant football and basketball programs, they're in a big conference, they often get in the NCAA or in a bowl game or a football bowl game. They probably have an athletic, if they're typical of the other schools I've dealt with in the Big Ten and the Big 12, They probably have an athletic department budget on the order of $50 million a year. They probably get on the order of $10 million of television revenue from their various broadcast contracts, from the NCAA, from their conference, and some schools have locally negotiated ones. Of that $10 million, about 5% for last year, 4.5% of the advertising dollars on college sports was for alcohol ads.
So it's not a big part of the budget.
It's $450,000 out of $50 million budget, and it also assumes that that money cannot be replaced with advertising for other products.
Other things. I mean, there are so many. In the consumer-driven world that we live in right now, there are plenty of products that kids are out there buying.
Absolutely. And new ones all along. Who knew 10 years ago that cell phones or iPods or space stations and all these other kinds of things would be advertised so heavily on television. They come up all the time. In fact, the argument against removing these because the revenue hit, runs smack dab against history. Tobacco advertising 30 years ago was a much heavier presence on television as a percentage of advertising dollars than alcohol is now. Tobacco advertising was eliminated from television. There was a slight dip in ad revenue for 1 year, and it was more than made up by the second and third year. So it's the way the marketplace works. There is plenty of other opportunity. But colleges, the NCAA, I'm very worried about their relationship with their broadcasters who own the broadcast rights. The broadcasters, the first company in line to sell to buy time for the NCAA tournament, I'm sure, is Anheuser-Busch. They go in for their maximum amount. The NCAA says they have a limit of 1 minute per hour during their telecast, just two beer ads per hour during their telecast, and of the NCAA tournament can be devoted to beer. That limit allows a 16 times heavier concentration of alcohol ads during the tournament than exists on television programming in general. So it's a limit without any limit.
And where can people find out more about this, Jay?
You can go to our website, www.beerfreesportstv.org, beerfreesportstv.org.
And I'm sure you can find out how you can weigh in on this and get your college to join up with these other colleges.
Absolutely. You can see the list of schools that have joined. You can see the list of organizations that joined. You can get an endorsement form that you can give to your college president. You can get an endorsement form to endorse the campaign for Alcohol-Free Sports TV.
Jay Hedlund, campaign manager of Alcohol Free Sports Project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Flew like a butterfly. I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest man alive. I can't sweat it.
Listen, folks, it is almost springtime. You need to lose those winter inches. How are you going to do it? You're going to get down. Mama got to exercise to drop off the weight. Naturally, Mama, there's an 8-week Lose the Inches challenge. For $100, you get unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes at Get Down Mama, Latin salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, no more flabby ads, total fitness boot camp, strength training, and Pilates stretches, half hour of massage, half hour of personal training session, all for $100. This is a 300 $300 value, y'all, a $300 value. And if you lose the most inches in that 8-week period, you will win $500 cash money. You need to register by March 31st to be eligible. 524-6162, 524-6162, 524-6162, 8 weeks, lose the inches, challenge it, get down, mama. 524-6162.
Good morning, St. Louis, 34 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to Big Bend looks good. Northbound 55 from River to Perry to the brewery is on the move. Northbound 270 from Graboid to Manchester is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Mason to Hanley looks good. Eastbound 70 from Mid River Mall all the way to Blanchard Bridge is on the move. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth is going along steady. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, expect closed traffic still this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Parker at Lusher, look for traffic lights not working. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com today for your free sample while supplies last. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. And Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting 37. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 27 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children, and there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, Treasurer. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There are all kinds of things that, we need to talk about. And if you want to check out the archives, you can do that at whiteroasesociety.org. We have so many things. So many things to talk about. Let's get to some of them. Scott, good morning.
Yeah, I'm wondering if with these hostages that were just released, I'm wondering if England and Canada paid the ransom and America didn't, and that's why.
Something's fishy, isn't it? Something's fishy. It feels orchestrated. It feels like they needed something to put out here, that they're doing something out here. It feels fishy. It feels fishy.
Yeah, I think they were just released. I think the kidnappers released them. I don't know. I just have a feeling that Bush decided not to pay the ransom, and that's why they killed the American. I don't know.
Thanks, Scott.
All right.
Something to think about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Marlene Terry.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling this morning. You know, we do have an important race in our Riverview Gardens coming up on April 4th.
Here's what I need you to do, Marlene. We're having a really bad connection on this line. Could you hang up and call right back, please? We'll make room for you on another line.
All right.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget the toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
Matt, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, a couple of things. First, this Homeland Security deal. This lady from St. Louis comes through here, go in the restroom, want to go to Chicago to something happen. gets on the airline, goes lock herself, get to go in the restroom, and they don't even know she on the airline. And they want to charge her. I think Homeland Security should be the one that has to go to court. Mm. She's, matter of fact, I would rather have her as the leader of Homeland Security.
Mm.
If she can do, yeah, she can do that. And like the other week, a stripper run all our way out on the field. Buck naked in Chicago. So I've been telling people, you're not no safer today from whatever people want to do to you as you were before it happened.
And that's something.
And people going crazy. They not saying nothing. You're not no safer today. George Bush cannot protect you from these incidents. And let's go to Texas, to his state. I would live in Texas if you paid me. They are locking up people in bars that are drunk in a bar. The police are going in there locking them up. And they're inside a lounge or whatever. If they think you are drunk in there, they're putting handcuffs on people, dragging them out, handing them to jail.
Wow.
Now, who want to live in Texas?
Wow.
You, being black in Texas? No way. I don't even want to cross the state of Texas.
Wow.
It's pitiful. Did you see that?
I did not see
that. They're showing that the police, and these are some of the people that I know have given up their rights to this country. Now you get drunk in a tab and not driving a car.
But they
go in, look at you, if you're intoxicated, putting handcuffs on you, locking you up.
Thanks, Mac.
It's pitiful.
It's awful.
That's what you call your Homeland Security.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Travel and a rough way to go. Said it's a hard road to travel and a rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed, my mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. We'll see me through. Let me tell you, I'm all.
Listen, folks, spring's coming up. You want to lose those inches that you got over the winter. Here's how you're going to do it. 8-week lose the inches challenge at Get Down Mama. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, all you got to do is pay $100, and this is a $300 value now, y'all. 8 weeks, unlimited fitness classes at Get Down Mama. Latin salsa, African dance, style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, 1/2 hour massage, 1/2 hour personal training session. All you have to do is register by March 31st. First, call 524-6162, 524-6162. And if you lose the most inches during this 8-week program, you will win $500 cash. All of this is just for $100. It's a $300 value. You need to get down, Mama. Got to exercise your drop off the weight naturally. Call 524-6162. Register by March 31st. 524-6162, 524-6162. Lose the inches challenge.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Los Angeles. City officials are looking into allegations that hospitals and perhaps law enforcement agencies are engaging in a practice of dumping poor homeless people into the area of downtown L.A. known as Skid Row. Some hospital officials have already admitted that they have put discharged patients who are poor and homeless into cabs and then sent them off to the Skid Row area where they might find some social services and perhaps something to eat. There are also reports that some outlying police agencies have also been doing the same thing to get rid of their homeless. Los Angeles County officials now have under consideration a bill that would set up 5 regional homeless centers to cut down on such dumping practices. This would also give more responsibility to suburban communities to meet the needs of the poor instead of just pushing them off onto the city. And Dateline New York. A new survey indicates that almost 10% of people who have taken out mortgages have either no equity or negative equity in their homes. That number is even higher, about 29%, for those who took out first mortgages last year. This means that there are about $800 billion worth of mortgages out there that are on homes worth less than the mortgage itself. That information comes from First American Real Estate Solutions. People in this financial condition will find it hard, if not impossible, to refinance their mortgage if they happen to find a better rate. This is particularly true for adjustable rate mortgages and could lead to around $300 billion worth of defaulted loans. Part of the problem is that lenders have relaxed their guidelines to allow loans to be made. Some of those looser regulations even allow borrowers to forego paying the full interest on the mortgage for a beginning part of the loan. Home sales have slowed from their peak last summer, but the prices of new homes continue to rise. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else are you going to get the trifecta shopping experience? That's right. At Union and Natural Bridge. Great prices, great selection, and great service. That's right. And. I'm telling you, you can get your washers, your dryers, your refrigerators, your stoves, everything at 3425 Union. It's the weekend. Let's get it on. Let's get our shopping done. And you're going to get it done at Sears. Jerome Williams, I'm Liz Brown. When you go on into Sears at 3425 Union, you tell him I told you to.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Marlene, good morning.
Yes. I'm calling. You know, as I was saying, we have an important race coming in Riverview Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm supporting Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston.
Okay.
But I want to throw a challenge out there to one of the candidates who seems to be fixated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not even my race. And he goes by the calling of Reverend Tommy Pearson, the pastor of Greater St. Mark's Missionary Baptist Church. I would even hate to call his name. But since he's so fixated on me in this race, I would like to throw a challenge out there to him. And the challenge is, if he wants to debate me, because he's running around slandering my name during this race, let's pick a place and we can have a debate and talk about some issues pertaining to children. Because,
Marlene, I'm sorry, I just had to slow you down just for a second here. There's a reverend going around slandering you?
Yes, ma'am.
A reverend?
He even does it in his pulpit at church.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. And I understand that I'm the topic of his conversation every Sunday in his pulpit.
Wait a minute, but doesn't that, isn't that, shouldn't somebody be maybe calling some tax people about talking about you during, aside from the fixation piece of it, he's preaching about you?
Absolutely. Not only myself, but the superintendent of our school. We, our first African-American superintendent of the school, he's degrading him and myself, and he has no facts. You know,
here's the other thing that is fascinating to me about this, the good reverend who engages in hate acts. It's dishonesty. What's interesting to me is that this is a reverend that uses color to he pursues people based upon the color of their skin at the detriment of the district.
Yes,
he will pursue a white superintendent, regardless of how lousy their credentials are, simply because he wants a white superintendent at the school.
Yes, he does.
And that's really, really self-loathing and just an astoundingly bad act for the district.
It's very much so, you know, and I just want everybody to know that I can back up. You have to have facts, you know, and everything that goes on in Riverview Gardens is a matter of public record. You know, he's walking around here talking about FBIs and all that. It's a public record. He is the only board member that has voted against things for children. Now, that's a matter of public record. After our audit, which we just had an audit, and he's screaming we need a state audit, which will be a waste of taxpayers' money, he is the only board member that voted against the audit that would give us $5 million for our children.
Wait a minute. It's a matter of record. All right, slow down just for a second. He voted against a $5 million gift to the district?
Yes, he did. It's a matter of public record. Yes, ma'am.
When was this vote?
This vote was about a month ago when we did our audit that we had to turn over to the state.
And he voted against it.
Can get it from the Riverview Garden School District, it's a matter of public record. He also intentionally did not attend a meeting when we wanted to upgrade our high school and expand the new building that we have, which I advocated for wholeheartedly. We are definitely, Ms. Small and myself, are definitely for the children of Riverview Garden School District. This man is walking around advocating bad things against the district. Anyone that would stand up and talk bad against your community and your district, which you are supposed to be a part of, has a problem.
All right.
I challenge him to speak to me in public in front of his parishioners, whoever they are at that so-called church, and challenge me. He will not be able to do so, and I really would like to know what his fixation is.
Is it
a love-hate thing, or what is it?
All right, Marlene.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There's a very contested race going on in Riverview Gardens. School board issues are very, very important for communities. Very, very important for communities. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Can I change the subject just a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. Our illustrious president has been running around trying to blame the media for not showing the positive aspects of what is going on over in Iraq. And he started this, I guess, earlier this week when he started coming out with all these different public appearances.
That's correct.
Well, guess what? On March the 8th of this month, Condoleezza Rice and her State Department released a paper on the situation in Iraq. And it's kind of suppressed because it talks about the total chaos that's going on, the kidnappings, the rapes, the murders, the revenge killings among, and the sectarian violence that's going on. So if, you know, it's one thing to attack the media, but when your own State Department, which they consider not a part of the U.S. government, because it's, you know, it's the State Department. We don't listen to whatever they have to say, just the people in the White House. But when they do a study that lasts over 6 months and they've come up with these findings, how can you blame the media?
Well, they've been very effective at blaming the media that has cowed to them.
Right.
I mean, the media has absolutely cowed them. And if there is, if there isn't right-wing media, explain why one of the conditions. You know how rock stars have these different conditions. I only want green M&Ms in my room when I get to my
room. Right.
They just recently at SmokingGun.com, they recently released what Dick Cheney's requirements are when he travels. And his requirement is, I want a room that's 68 degrees. I want a high-quality hotel room, and I want the television set tuned to Fox TV.
Well,
when
that tells you something right there.
Yes, it tells you everything. Thank you, Ed. 454-0400 is my phone number, and we're going to take a... Oh, actually, we're coming to the top of the hour. Here's what we're going to do. Healthy Futures is next. I'm Liz Brown. Don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A popular Southern preacher found shot in his bedroom. His family turns up in another state. A murder mystery is unfolding in Tennessee. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
The preacher's murder has shaken the Selmer, Tennessee Church of Christ to its foundation.
Best preacher we ever had.
Gertrude Moore is one of the congregation. She says everyone liked Pastor Matthew Winkler and his wife, Mary.
They have been here about a year. Nicest people you'd ever want to know.
Mary Winkler is being questioned as a suspect after she and their three young daughters were apprehended in Alabama, 400 miles away. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
More violence in Iraq. Officials say at least 29 people died in a mosque bombing, a roadside bombing, and attacks on police. Officials also found 13 additional bodies blindfolded and shot. The American aid worker killed in Iraq recently may not have been executed. British newspapers are saying that Tom Fox was apparently not shot in the head, but rather in the arm, which could indicate that he was tortured. Three men who were taken hostage with him are now free, and they're talking about their experience.
This morning, a colleague of the freed hostages told me the men are in good spirits. After their release, they were laughing, eating ice cream, asking a lot of questions, and very surprised by all the publicity this case has generated. The hostages said they had not been mistreated during their 118 days of captivity. They are skinnier now, but they said they were fed, though not as much as they would have liked.
ABC's Dan Harris in Baghdad. The Star Princess is on its way back to Florida days ahead of schedule and without passengers.
A Caribbean cruise went from fun to frightening when a fire broke out, leaving one man dead and 11 injured. Over 100 cabins were destroyed as flames and smoke sent passengers running for the deck. 75-year-old Richard Liffage of Georgia collapsed and died of a heart attack.
ABC's Maya
Kalecki.
The fire
was apparently started by a cigarette.
ABC's Maya Kalecki. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new, something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net10. At Net10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate. Just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net10. We'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
Checking ABC News Money Scope, the Dow is down 21 points and NASDAQ is up a fraction. Three men. It may be Islam or death for an Afghan man. The man who converted to Christianity could also go to prison for life or be placed in a mental institution. A judge is expected to make the decision within days. A disturbing trend in Los Angeles. Some hospitals and corrections institutions are dumping the poor. And in some cases, criminal parolees on the streets of some of the poorer neighborhoods.
We see it all the time down on Skid Row. Hospitals, other agencies, all kinds of folks bringing their unwanted, their homeless, their drug-addicted people right down to Skid Row.
That's LAPD Captain Andrew Smith. He says many of the patients have Kaiser Permanente insurance. Advocacy groups are going to court. They're seeking a second postponement of elections in New Orleans. Hurricane Katrina caused the first delay. They say making displaced residents return to the city to vote, as Louisiana state law requires for first-time voters, is costly and amounts to a poll tax. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Pastor Franz Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, family and friends of a local soldier killed in Iraq will say their final farewells this weekend. The body of 21-year-old specialist Amanda Pinson was flown back to St. Louis last night. Pinson was killed in a mortar attack in Tikrit on March 16th. Visitation will be held this afternoon from 2 to 9 at Hoffmeister South County Chapel on Lemay Ferry. A funeral will take place tomorrow morning at the funeral home, followed by burial at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. A woman is jailed in Travis County, Texas, after allegedly stowing away on a flight in St. Louis. Authorities say 33-year-old Catherine Chow snuck onto a flight from St. Louis to Austin in order to get to a music festival. Chow was charged with boarding a plane without permission and also faces drug possession charges after police found marijuana while searching her. She remains behind bars in Texas on $3,000 bond. Donations are down at a hunger relief agency. Operation Food Search reports that their donations have dropped 33% this year. Executive Director Sonny Schaefer says they initially began seeing a decline because of Hurricane Katrina and the needs on the Gulf Coast, but now they've been confronted with a new set of problems.
That is that as energy prices soar, the families we serve are struggling to pay heating bills and meet other needs, which often leaves little money to buy food. And then in addition, many people who are willing to make financial donations and donate canned goods are unable to do so because they too are affected by high heating costs and gasoline prices.
Monetary donations can be made online at www.ofsearch.org, or you can mail a check or drop off food items at Operation Food Search, 6282 Olive Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63130. Finally this hour, getting to the Final Four this year won't be as easy for St. Louisans as it was last year when it was simply a matter of going downtown. Despite that, Marita Hudson of CheapTickets.com says there are some package deals that will get you to Indianapolis for the big game for as little as $700 for airfare and a hotel room. Hudson offers tips for people looking for last-minute deals, including keeping your dates flexible, traveling in off-peak times, and considering going somewhere like Las Vegas to watch the games. The Final Four starts April 1st and runs through April 3rd. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by WWE. In both directions, 370 at Elm and 94. Look for bridge maintenance operations. Left lane is closed. Eastbound 70 from West Florissant to Adelaide. Look for maintenance operations. Right lane closed. Southbound 270 at 44 in Gravois. Bridge maintenance operations. Two right lanes are closed. Westbound 70 at 170. Look for bridge maintenance operations. One lane is closed. Eastbound 44 at Pacific. Look for the right lane to be closed. And the exit ramp to Pacific is also closed. Motorists can exit on Gray Summit exit and then use an alternate. Southbound 170 at Page and Olive. There's maintenance operations. Left lane is closed. Westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. Maintenance operations have the right lane closed. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by WWE. Don't miss the ultimate WWE fan experience. WrestleMania Fan Access Tour coming this Friday through Sunday at the Rec Room and Alton Square Malls. Superstars, prizes, and more for hours. Visit WrestleMania.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s today. Mostly cloudy, low around 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day on Saturday with a high in 40s. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. Currently, we are holding steady at 36 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field has 36 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
Hello, my name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Get a jump on your spring homework plans. Visit the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24th through 26th at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Discover many unique vendors, including home and garden exhibitors, representatives, and product agents from manufacturers and distributors around the country. Purchase the work of artists and crafters to enhance your home, garden, or recreational lifestyle. Bring the kids on Saturday, March 25th, when the Easter Bunny arrives at St. Clair Square. Stop at Center Court and register for the opportunity to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away over the weekend. That's the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24th through 26th in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at sbcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
You are listening to AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Good morning, and welcome to Healthy Futures. Good morning. I am here with Linda McKirkland. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Doing great. We're just finishing up our conversation
about
on bean curds and tofu.
And tofu and chitlins.
And chitlins. And mock chicken noodle soup.
And mock chicken noodle soup. We got, you know what, next week is our cooking day. We need to share some of those recipes,
okay,
some of those ideas with folks.
We'll do that.
So let's begin where we normally begin before we got distracted by fake chitlins.
Right, I know. Just like to say good morning again to the listening audience, and thank you for taking a few minutes every Friday to join this show. The main purpose that we're here every day is just to again remind you that we are taking our health back into our own hands. And we thank Supporter Child International and Eternity Deli for allowing us to bring this segment to you every Friday. And we thank you, Liz, for allowing us to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's our topic today?
Today we're going to be talking about arthritis.
Arthritis, okay.
We're going to be talking about arthritis. It's much more common than we could even imagine. But just to give just a basic definition of it, arthritis is just inflammation of the joint accompanied by pain. Now, arthritis itself, Liz, is not a disease. It's only a symptom of something that's going on in the body. And I think a lot of us, we've always thought that arthritis itself was the disease, because when you see especially the physical nature of arthritis, you know, you see it as, okay, something's wrong with the body. So it's got to be a dis-ease to the body, which in essence it is, but it's only a symptom of something that's going on in the body. And there are over 100 types of arthritic or related conditions that can contribute to arthritis, because again, remember now, arthritis is just inflammation of the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be caused by a lot of different things. And so we got a list here, but I highlighted, Liz, some of the most common things about the conditions that relate to arthritis. And some of those things are, hold on for 1 second. Achilles tendonitis, you got bursitis. I mean, some of the things that are more common names: osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, carpal tunnel syndrome. Isn't that a stiffening of the joint?
Yeah, it is.
And you have flat feet, gout, rheumatoid arthritis, and this list goes on and on and on. Tennis elbow. Juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
So these are types of arthritis, mm-hmm. and the related conditions that come with arthritis.
Right,
okay.
Right. And so it can encompass so many different things, and that's why arthritis is not necessarily considered the disease itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a symptom of that which is.
So those are some of the types of it. Those are some of the symptoms of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets it?
You know, it's interesting because we know that adults have it. And just let me throw out some statistics, Liz, some facts about arthritis. In 1985, there were 35 million Americans that suffered with arthritis or chronic joint symptom. In 2005, that number almost doubled to 66 million. That's one in every three adults that have some form of arthritis or some kind of chronic joint symptom. And also with arthritis, it's the second only to heart disease as a cause of work disability. In terms of cost to the economy, it requires $86.2 billion annually just to treat the different arthritic conditions. All people of all ages, of all groups of people, society, are affected by arthritis, and there are nearly 300,000 children that are being impacted by arthritis. And not only that, we also know that pets suffer from arthritis.
Mm.
We'll talk about that shortly. In terms of arthritis overall, it affects more women than men. There are 25.9 million women who've been diagnosed with arthritis, and 16.8 million men who've been diagnosed with arthritis. And that does not include the rest of us who are walking around with it and don't even realize that we have arthritis.
And I think that a stunning number is the fact that 8.4 million young adults between 18 and 44 have arthritis, and there are millions others that are out here that are at risk for developing it.
Right. And then, you know, arthritis itself is just a very limiting kind of problem to encounter, because it impacts your everyday activities. I mean, from walking to dressing, you know, to bending to lifting. I mean, it really impacts, you know, what we're doing every day. So and it's so very common. So there, we just want the listening audience again to take the information that we're bringing today and continue to do the research on your own, and always, always consult your physician before you do anything related to any diseases or any symptoms that you're having. And we're coming here to provide information, not to diagnose, mm-hmm. not to give anybody a cure, but just to provide and educate and bring awareness of certain types of diseases that we face every day.
So because we deal so much with the nutritional piece of this, can we talk about, Linda, what are the things, that the dietary things that people can do that help deal with this issue of arthritis? Because we are what we eat, and what we eat has an impact on how we feel and how our body responds.
Right. Well, in doing the research, Liz, I found several things. I found that some research says that diet is inconclusive, that when you go through scientific measures, they've not necessarily identified a way of eating that determines arthritis. However, the stronger research has been that there is a link between what we eat and arthritis, mm-hmm. and that the guidelines for arthritis are just the guidelines for a healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
and they are eating a variety of foods and avoiding those that interact with your medications. That's number one, especially for people who are on all different types of medication. You always want to maintain a healthy weight. You always want to use your fat and cholesterol foods in low to no moderation. Well, you have to have some, but mm-hmm. into low moderation. You want to eat plenty of vegetables, fruits, and whole grain products. Again, that message seems to reverb, Liz, almost out of all the research that we've done on the show. We're always coming back to eating a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be something inherent in that message because it's just so consistent.
And the other piece of it is that because we talked about fiber last week,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about getting the right amount of fiber in our diet. And as a result of last week's show, I have really, really been paying counting the amount of fiber grams that I'm getting into my body. And since everybody seems to say that everything comes back to the amount of vegetables, fruits, and whole grain products, we all just really need to be trying to sneak that stuff into our daily intake. And since we do stuff, I think I mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. I was listening to another show months ago, and a person that was not from the United States was commenting on how we eat in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, what I've noticed about the way that Americans eat is that they eat everywhere. You can see Americans eating
wow.
in their cars. You can see Americans eating at their desk at work. You can see Americans eating walking down the street.
Right.
He said, that's not how we eat in our culture in my country. We eat at certain times of the day, but we're not eating all throughout the day.
Wow.
So since the culture of our country is that you eat everywhere, then there are really a million opportunities to get the right stuff in us.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, so if we are grazing all day long, and understand this is a cultural thing. It is not a biological we must be doing this type of thing, because other cultures eat differently. Then we can get whole grains in our diet. We can get fruits and vegetables since we're eating all the time anyway.
Well, and that's a good point, Liz, because again, everything that we're bringing, and although I know that there are millions of people who have arthritis or whatever we're talking about in terms of symptoms or diseases, but we're really gearing toward preventive measures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do? What does your lifestyle look like, or what should it look like in order to take steps to prevent these things from happening to the body? And again, we have to reinforce the message that bringing health back into your own hands, into your own control, is making sure that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So then, therefore, you know what steps you need to take to make sure or to help eliminate the possibility of acquiring certain diseases or symptoms that you may face in the body. And I think that as the information is just becoming more heightened in the communities, we just have to make the commitment again that we must take some measures to do these things. And even if we do have diabetes or we do have arthritis or, you know, we are on medications, it's never too late to do something in connection with your physician if you're working with the physician. So, but the main thing is to promote prevention because we have got to, you know, position ourselves in our daily living where we can begin to do some things. And we're giving guidelines every week. Every week is not different. You get in your supermarket, you go to the doctor, you get it. But with the guidelines for the healthy eating, you want to use your sugars and salts in moderation. You want to drink alcohol in moderation. And you want to be able to, when it's necessary, get in your vitamins and mineral and calcium supplements. Now, again, you can get vitamins and minerals and your calcium in the foods with the proper balanced diet. But because most of us don't, then it's always good to take a nutritional supplement.
Absolutely. And again, because we eat all the time, because we eat everywhere, because we're always doing that, sneak in an apple.
Gotcha.
You know, sneak in an orange, sneak in a salad, just do sneak in a whole, just take a piece of whole wheat bread, get a piece of whole wheat bread in you, get as much fiber in you as possible.
Right. That's a good point.
Or even pasta. Go to the wheat pasta. It doesn't taste that different. It's not that different.
That's the thing that we're wanting also to encourage, especially when we're facing arthritis, is to just make sure that you're in consultation with your physician or your nutritionist so they can give you dietary guidelines because they know you. They know you better. They know what your conditions are, and then they can begin to help you decide what you need to do. But again, also with the diet, Liz, is also exercise too, because and now the definition of exercise is changing, because exercise now is not just your push-ups and sit-ups and those kind of structured activities. It's everyday common movement. And that's what we've got to focus on.
And that's how far down we are right now, because people are just like, okay, I just want you to get up and move.
Just
keep your body moving. Walk up a flight of stairs. One flight of stairs.
Right.
Park your car further from the front door.
Right.
You know,
go walk the dog.
You know, half a block. You know, just do something.
Rake the yard. Clean the refrigerator.
There you go. Lord,
mop
clean
the kitchen. I mean, there are things that we do every day that we have to equate with exercise. And again, with arthritic joints, you want to be able to keep them moving and keep the joints are together like a socket. And so as you're moving, for those of you who can move the joints, it lubricates the tendons and everything that makes the joints movable. So, and that's what exercise does. It stimulates things in the body so that the joints don't get stiff. But even on a good day, we might feel stiff because either the mattress wasn't right or we was in a position too long. So we face joint stiffness all the time. But when you're talking about inflammation, then that hinders movement of a joint.
And also, Linda, one of the things that we really need to remind people is drink your water.
You gotta
drink your water.
Absolutely. And again, that lubricates.
Absolutely.
The joints also.
Let me get to a couple or two or three or four callers here. Christine, you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I don't know if this is arthritis or not, but during the last year, I started having popping sounds in my joints, like my shoulders and knees and even my fingers. So I started taking a product called glucosamine, and it takes about a year for it to kick in, but I feel better already.
Yeah, I take that as well. My father is a big vitamin person, and he sends that, and I take that as well. And it says it's designed specifically for the joints.
It does.
And that's a testimonial, because it's been less than 6 months, and the popping has decreased.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. You can email at revolution@lizbrown.com. This is Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, and we're talking about arthritis today. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Linda, I want to say amen to what you were saying. I just want to add this to it, to what you were talking about, arthritis. I'm an 84-year-old vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for about 40 years.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful life, believe me. The reason I was calling is that I feel blessed. I don't have arthritis, and I don't really have any other disease that I know of at this point. But I wanted to say this to corroborate what you were saying. My two sisters, unfortunately, who have passed on, the last few years of their lives, they suffered a lot with arthritis, and I don't even have a hint of it. And I like to think that, along with God being kind to me, diet really had a lot to do with the way I feel today. I put in 12, 14 hours of work every day, and I feel great. And I think what you're doing, you're an angel for bringing this information because it's the best thing people can hear. And thank you, Liz, and thank you, Linda. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dimitri.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I mean, that's amazing. The person's been a vegetarian for over 40 years. It makes a difference.
It really does. You know what?
Diet, how can it not? It's like, okay, it doesn't matter what kind of oil you put in your car. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
You know, it matters. Everything
else. Because you cannot put sugar in your tank and run it.
No, you can't. So it matters what you put into any machine.
Right.
So if you're not putting the right stuff in the machine, now the machine may
run.
But it's not going to run right.
Not going to run right.
You know, so we really need to be attentive to and embrace the fact that it matters what you put in the machine.
It matters what you put in the machine. And, again, I go back to an old example that someone gave me a long time ago, that for every product or appliance or gadget that's made, there comes with it instructions. But when it comes to the human body, there are no instructions that we want to adhere to.
Yeah, and there's also no instructions for raising children either. So, you know that. So, but the human body, there's not. But there are things that our common sense will tell you. And there are things that your body will tell you if you will
Absolutely.
Just be still and listen to what your body's telling you.
Absolutely.
You know, your body is not asking you to put a Diet Coke in it. It's not.
It's not.
It's saying, I'm thirsty, put some water in me.
Right. Marketing is saying, you know, put Diet Coke into your body. But the body is saying that because it's almost 75% or more water itself, that it needs the water. And a lot of times something simple as a headache or a joint pain or stiffness can be something as simple as just getting some water.
Absolutely.
At least the basic 8 to 10 glasses every day, and it should be even more than that.
There you go.
Should be
more than that.
Yeah.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the phone number. And again, if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. And if you're trying to ease your way into this lifestyle that makes you live 84 years and not have any problems, you need to go to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. You can start the process there. They have a wonderful menu. Today's Friday. I think there's going to be lasagna there tonight, probably. It's this whole buffet. It's a smorgasbord of opportunity to try some things out. Try it. You like it. I'm evolving in preparing more and more food in my diet and part of it is learning how to experiment with this and being free and open enough. I learned that from the Shamya. I am less rigid about how I try to prepare food because of the freeness that she had in the preparation of. You have to just experiment and be free with it.
Gotta be free.
So let's talk some more about arthritis in terms of you mentioned pets.
Yes, Liz. You know, it's sort of like a misnomer. However, our pets are being affected by arthritis. As a matter of fact, Arthritis affects one in every five adult dogs in the United States.
Really?
And is one of the most common sources of chronic pain that veterinarians see in dogs.
Hmm.
Now, some of the signs of arthritis in dogs may be when you see a pet favoring a limb, difficulty sitting or standing, if they're sleeping more, if they appear to have any joint stiffness or sores, you might want to see you might see the pet not wanting to jump or run or climb stairs, or you see weight gain, you see decreased activity, or just being less alert. And also, Liz, ironically, for the treatment, one of the treatments of arthritis in dogs, or even a preventive measure, it's a healthy diet and exercise to maintain proper weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the theme runs, and of course you have drug therapy mm-hmm. that they do use.
And you also, within animals, there are certain animals that are predisposed to arthritic conditions. So,
mm-hmm.
But outside of that, it's the same.
It's the same for humans.
It's the same thing.
But I have to, you know, because, you know, a lot of people feed pets the same
mm-hmm.
foods that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's like...
It may be not so surprising.
It may not be so surprising that if you see an arthritic family, you might see an arthritic dog
mm.
in the same vein. And it goes back to the same thing about diseases that pop up from generation to generation to generation that may not have anything to do with hereditary
mm-hmm.
traits themselves.
It may be the diet.
But diet and behavior.
Mm.
And so, again, we just look at our lifestyle, look at what we're doing, and seeing where these things are cropping up in us. So, because you don't think pets and arthritis. You don't think pets and diabetes. You do not think pets and
mm-hmm.
cancer.
No, you don't.
You don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
But they are experiencing some of the same things that we're experiencing. But because not only that, I mean, they're eating the same chemically processed foods. I mean, everything is pretty much the same. So you can't dissect one from the other. It's almost like one big happy family.
It goes back to what we're all supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be getting exercise. We're supposed to be eating a healthy diet.
Gotta be eating a healthy diet.
You know, you got and use the less sugar and read labels. That's another thing that people
gotta read
need.
Labels.
You just really, really have to read labels and figure. It's not as easy. We shouldn't want it to be. We shouldn't want it to be so easy. I'm just going to grab a package and I'm not even going to pay attention to what's in it.
Right.
Our bodies deserve more than that. Our families deserve more than that.
Right. Also, but let me reiterate again the arthritic conditions in children, that there are nearly 300,000 children in America with some form of arthritis or rheumatic disease. And that's 8.4 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 44. That's young, Liz.
Mm.
I mean, when we just talk about just children with this type of debilitating disease, it's almost scary. But I have a book here that for those of you who want to do more exploration and may not have access to the internet, there's a book that's called Arthritis, Rheumatism, and Osteoporosis, an Effective Program for Correction Through Nutrition. It's by Bernard Jensen, who is a well-renowned clinical nutritionist. And it has a lot of interesting points. The one thing I like about the book, Liz, that it's in layman's term.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kind of books I like to try to bring to the show. Something that if the common everyday person walking the street can just pick it up and understand. It goes through exercise. How do you do them? How do you do it safely? It goes through some tips for actually dealing with arthritis. It just says that drink more water.
Mm.
Okay, and they're encouraging distilled water.
Mm.
And also they want you to increase your vegetable juices, again, just to lubricate the system. And they want you to use vegetables to, again, get fiber, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the same things that we were talking about. Oh, and also, you got to eliminate stress.
Mm.
Because those are some things that are also causing.
You know, and out of all of the things that are the easiest to do, it's a lot easier to go cook up some wheat pasta It's mm-hmm. a lot easier to go get some wheat, I'm talking about real wheat bread, pumpernickel bread, stuff that had the dense fiber in it, to eat apples, eat oranges, to bring that into your life. Sometimes that's a whole lot easier than getting rid of stress out of your life. So you,
that's true.
Really have to arm yourself. If you can't reduce the stress, and a lot of us can't, you got to have plan B to fight it off. You know, there are other plans that you got to engage in. You can't You can't keep a whole lot of stress in your life and eat poorly. You just can't do that.
That's definitely a misnomer.
Okay, let me get to this. One more caller here. Barbara.
Good morning, Linda.
Good
morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I have a question about sugar. I stopped using white sugar, and I've gone to brown sugar. Have I done anything good, or do I need to just switch to something else altogether? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Barbara. Well, but Barbara, before you go...
Uh-huh.
Before you go, what are you using sugar for? When you say I've switched to brown sugar, you're using that on a daily basis to do what?
Well, if I cook oatmeal, I put it in my oatmeal, or for maybe cooking or tea, mm-hmm. you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Okay, so how much sugar do you think you use a day?
Oh, less than a half a cup.
Less than a fourth of a cup?
Yeah, less than a fourth of a cup.
Okay. And that's every day?
No, not necessarily. I don't eat oatmeal every day. I don't have any reason to use sugar every day. It's just whenever I need sugar.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Sugar is one of the things that's on the list you reduce.
Right. Everything, again, just the fact that she doesn't use sugar in everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
And, Liz, again, we are encouraging a transition. So although one sugar is not necessarily better than another, but because you're moving away from the white sugar, that's mm-hmm. number one. You're moving to the brown sugar. That's a step in the right direction. Then you might want to go to your honeys or your maple syrups,
mm-hmm.
And then eventually start using your juices to sweeten stuff mm-hmm. with, like your apple juice and your real sweet juices to do that with. Especially apple juice in oatmeal is pretty good with
mm-hmm.
cinnamon,
mm-hmm.
especially if you don't cook the oatmeal and you just soak it, get the quick oats,
really?
And soak it in apple juice, put cinnamons, and we do bananas and nuts and raisins,
really?
And that's a fiber-filled, balanced
breakfast.
And I
bet that tastes wonderful.
And it's quick, it's on the go, you can just sit it in the bowl, in less than 5 minutes, it's ready to go.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of that.
Right.
That's a wonderful option there, I like that.
So I think just with Barbara again, just kudos out to you just for...
transitioning.
Just for the transition, mm-hmm. and that's all we're asking people to do, is just consider transitioning yourself.
Because there's nothing in life that we ever get complete before we leave there.
Right.
Life is an entire transition.
Right.
And we have about 2 minutes left here, Miss Linda. You want to give out a quick recipe?
I want to give out a quick recipe, and Liz has a copy so she can put on the website. But, again, it's for ginger acorn squash. And I choose something that was quite out of the ordinary.
Okay.
So you're going to want to take two small acorn squash, a fourth cup of fresh orange juice, a half a teaspoon of ground ginger, and a half a teaspoon of nutmeg. You want to cut your squashes in half. You know, you can take out the seeds, arrange the squashes in a shallow baking dish. Place a tablespoon of orange juice in the cavity of each squash. Sprinkle them with ginger and nutmeg. Cook at 375 degrees for, they say, 1.5 hours. But I would just go on the low end and stay one.
Well,
because
you
want to keep it firm and colorful.
Right.
You don't want to overcook. A squash does not take that long.
You know what would be really good with that recipe? I bet if you got one of those cooking bags that they cook meat in.
Ooh, yeah.
And you put that in there.
That's less time, too.
But less time, juices. And it would be really, really, really good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, again, just real quickly, just want to go over this book, Arthritis, Rheumatism, and Osteoporosis, An Effective Program for Correction Through Nutrition by Bernard Jensen.
Very good. And our tip for the week?
Oh, I will make exercise a part of my every day. Now, exercise as relates to arthritis and prevention, because exercise is
prevention for a most lot of things that we face every day.
And don't forget to stop on by Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. You can just transition into this whole way of being, whole way of tasting, whole way of looking at food, whole way of making healthy choices. Linda McKirkland, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, folks.
Look forward to the cooking show next
week. Oh, yes, the cooking show next week. We're going to have some fun. Maybe we'll cook up some machos. Maybe we'll do that. We're going to take a break, folks. And don't forget, when we come back, you know what's going to happen. We're going to pick some winners for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. That's right. You need to stay tuned. We're going to be picking your name. You're going to get some wonderful prizes. Stay with me.
In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall, the proudest we could be. I cannot fall, for I recall, we were born in majesty.
Listen, folks, it's springtime. You want to take off some of those inches? Let me tell you how. Gotta exercise to drop off weight naturally, Mama. I'm talking about Get Down Mama at 9171 West Florissant. They have a wonderful 8-week Lose the Inches Challenge for $100. Now, this is a $300 value. Unlimited 8 weeks of fitness classes, Latin salsa, African dance style, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, 1/2 hour massage, 1/2 hour personal training session. All of this for $100. This is $300 worth of stuff. You need to get down, Mama. 524-6162. 524-6162. And check this out. You have to register by March 31st. And if you lose the most inches in this 8-week challenge, you will win $500 cash money. That's how committed they are to making you lose the inches. 8-week Lose the Inches Challenge at Get Down Mama. Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. 524-6162. Remember, register by March 31st to be eligible. 524-6162.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. You need to get your trifecta shopping experience, great prices, great location, and a great customer service right there, 3425 Union. That's right, Sears. Look, Jerome Williams will walk you through his store. He will show you high-end big-screen television, high-end refrigerators and stuff, and also other moderately priced appliances. He has it all. It's all there. That's why it's the trifecta of shopping experiences when you get to 3425 Union Sears in our own community. You need to get your shop on this weekend. I'm Liz Brown. When you go shopping at 3425 Union this weekend, you tell him I told you to.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board,
I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Now, down by the river, taking off my shoes. Jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Down into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told. Hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real?
You want to be loved, baby? You want to be loved? This is Liz Brown, and it is time. It's time. We're going to draw the names for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Ooh, what's going to be in the package this week? Hear the names being rolled around up in here. What's going to be in the packages for this week? Oh, we have some wonderful, wonderful books. We have a book about from one of our authors this week. We have candles also. We have from one of our wonderful advertisers, Light It Up, Scented Candles. You're going to get that. You're going to get a George Bush Doesn't Care About Black People t-shirt. Yep, there's going to be a whole lot of fun stuff in the Because We Care. You're going to get cups. You're going to get water bottles. You're going to get keychain. That's right. You're going to get all of that. Let me see. Who is one of our lucky winners? And the name is... Joe Slate is a winner. Joe Slate is one of the winners for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Congratulations, Joe. Let me get another winner. Derek Hall is another winner. Congratulations to Derek Hall. I guess it's boys' night. One more. Let's do one more winner. Let's see. All right. Our final winner for the Liz Brown Because We Care package is... Oh, it's all three men. Arthur Frost. So we have Derek, we have Joe, and we have Arthur. What happened to the women? We have three guys that won our packages this week. Congratulations. I'll be calling you, letting you know when you can come pick those packages up. Congratulations. And that's okay if you didn't get it this week. Come on. We have next week to do it. To get your name in to win one of these fabtabulous Liz Brown Because We Care packages. You don't want to miss your opportunity next week. Again, congratulations, Derek Hall, Joe Slate, and Arthur Frost. Congratulations. So we're going to put the drawing machine away. Till next week, we're going to have to crank her up next week. Let me get to some of my callers here. Bobby,
yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind, Bobby?
I was calling to make sure that the people come out to vote on April 4th. My name is Bobby Small, and I'm up for re-election for the River Garden School Board.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that they punch 61, which is myself and Reverend Fred Winston, who's running with me, punch card 65.
Okay, Bobby.
Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I just want to end this week on the note of what I really... what I got out of the town hall meeting with Congresswoman Maxine Waters that I was part of on Wednesday. We need to get involved. We need to be clowning. Okay, let's just be clear. We need to be clowning. There is so much going on. We can't sit passively by. We can't be still. We need to be on the phones, on the backs, riding our elected officials like they are horses in the Kentucky Derby. Need to be doing that. And my charge to you this weekend is to get on the horn and to call Ted Hoskins and ask him to explain why he, as the chairman of the Black Caucus, is out here pushing, being paid by voucher folks from outside of our community. No black person came to Ted Hoskins and said, put together a voucher bill. You're the chairman of the Black Caucus, and you are taking money from... Look at his KISS campaign finance report. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Every dollar comes from a right-wing radical group that pushes vouchers. And he's saying that this is what people want. You need to call him, and his number is 524-6647, 524-6647. John, good morning.
Hi, Liz. I just wanted to let people know that Mayor Slay is holding a poll, online poll, about the police department. And he's been sending out unsolicited emails, which could possibly skew that poll.
So there's a poll that he has, and he's been sending emails to people to skew the poll.
Yeah, he's been letting certain people know about it. You know, if I were to poll my email list, you can imagine the result you'd get on any given issue. You can get online and let your voice be heard about residency, about local control, and about civilian review.
Very good.
It's mayorslay.com. We'll get you to his website, and from there, just look for the poll.
Okay.
And hopefully people can do that this weekend. We don't know how long that'll be open.
Thanks for the heads up, John.
Okay, sure. Take care.
All right. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Y'all stay strong.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. There could be a major break in the case of a murdered Tennessee preacher. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey has the story.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has confirmed that a warrant is being